Now I'd like to call the committee's attention to something I'm going to share with you, information about the FBI's that's never been made public before.
Operation Arctic Frost has emerged as the chilling embodiment of partisan warfare.
Arctic Frost was the FBI case opened and approved by anti-Trump FBI agent Tebow. Arctic Frost then became Jack Smith's Elector case against then-Citizen Trump and now President Trump. These new records show that Arctic Frost was much broader than just an electoral matter. The case was expanded to Republican organizations.
Thomas Windham and Leanna Saylor, they pushed Arctic Frost forward despite warnings from career agents that this might be illegal. The Biden White House counsel's office even coordinated, and we're going to talk a lot about this because these people belong in jail, even coordinated to hand over Trump and Pence's government phones, bypassing the National Archives and the law.
Launched in the spring of 2022 under the watchful eye of then FBI Director Christopher Wray, this so-called investigation was born from the venomous bias of anti-Trump zealot Timothy Tebow, who bypassed protocols to unleash a probe claiming a multifaceted conspiracy to upend the 2020 election.
The FBI takes allegations of election-related violations of federal law seriously.
That agent, now out of the agency, Timothy Tebow, was reportedly escorted out of the Washington field office on Friday after, quote, resigning from his post.
What started as a targeted hit on Donald Trump quickly ballooned into a full-spectrum assault on the so-called American right.
This was part of an effort by the FBI to go after conservative causes and leaders, including Charlie Kirk at Turning Point, as it turns out, including the RAG of the Republican Attorneys General Association, RGA, sort of the whole of Republican apparatus, the conservative movement. We've never seen anything like this in the history of our country. I don't care if you want to talk about Watergate, whatever you want to talk about. We've never seen anything like this. They were all in on going after their political opponents and throwing them in jail. It's chilling.
All while the Biden regime pretended to champion democracy.
And Jack Smith, not only did they tamper with that and lie to the court about it, but he's now admitted to the court that he doesn't know how that happened. He's only offered a number of possible explanations for how that could have happened. So he's absolutely blown the chain of custody. And again, he has a prosecutor, lead prosecutor in this case, Jay Bratt, who met with White House counsel and a representative of the National Archives in several times in the weeks before Jack Smith was even appointed.
Whistleblowers recently cracked open the vault, revealing how Arctic Frost served as the blueprint for weaponizing federal power against political dissent.
Well, I didn't know there was an actual list. I knew that I'd been targeted by the Jack Smith team. The search warrant for my phone that was hand-delivered with sex-armed FBI agents who detained not just me but my wife, who refused to show me the warrant before they confiscated my phone, who forced my face to look at the phone so they could open it on facial recognition without ever showing me the warrant. And even after they gave me the warrant after the fact, it did not include the attached affidavit that identified the specificity supposedly required by the Fourth Amendment.
A sprawling dragnet ensnaring 92 Republican entities, from the beating heart of the Republican National Committee to the strategic war chest of the Republican Attorneys General Association, and even the grassroots firebrand that was Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA. Trump political action groups, state-level operatives, and a constellation of right-leaning organizations found themselves subpoenaed, surveilled, and scrutinized. And not for crimes, but for the sin of opposing the swamp's anointed Mad King Joe Biden.
American democracy only works only if we choose to respect the rule of law and the institutions that were set up in this chamber behind me.
A surge of totalitarian lunacy poisoning the Republic.
Folks, we have breaking news coming up on the J6 bomber and on Arctic Frost. Stay tuned. It's going to be a wild show. You're watching the War Room.
This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra, Methylene, Blue, and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is close to being shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it'd be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Show's network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
Cranking up the decibels of truth, Rob Dew is on the air. This is War Room.
Yeah, baby. How is it going, InfoWars world out there? This is your host, Rob Dew, sitting in for Harrison Smith. We got all kinds of breaking news. Well, let's start with the shutdown news first. DOA, Republicans reject Democrats' one-year ACA extension to end the shutdown. What does ACA stand for? Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. So what they wanted to do, the Democrats said, hey, fund Obamacare for another year. You know, this is all about kicking the can down the road. And then we will, then we'll come to the table and we'll vote for this to end the shutdown. So I can see why they wouldn't want to do this, because they're like, no, we're wasting money on this Obamacare. This hasn't made insurance cheaper. It's made it more expensive, because now everybody has to get it. It's like any time the government gets involved in something, when they got involved with giving grants for people to go to college, tuition skyrocketed. It's crazy. 10% a year, boom, at least, sometimes even more. So when you make people get health insurance, then the health insurance providers go, oh, we're just going to up the prices. And they've did studies. It is very rare that people ever even get past their deductible. So insurance is a scam. I don't use it. Look into health sharing. If you really want something that gives you peace of mind but doesn't like steal from you, because these companies literally steal from you. So I can see why the Republicans wanted to reject that for, you know, one more year. What they wanted to do was have a continuing resolution for the end of the year, and then they would negotiate then, which I'm all for too. Like, let's get to work. We don't need a year to negotiate this. We know Obamacare is bad and it doesn't work. So, you know, why not? Well, I actually don't want them getting into the health share thing, because then they'll probably jack up the prices on that. So that doesn't surprise me. But Senate Majority Leader John Thune is offering Democrats post-shutdown votes on ACA and tax credits in an attempt to win Democrat support, which is now on its 37th day. Meanwhile, Trump called for the end of the filibuster, which I think we have a clip on that. I don't have the number, but it's Trump filibuster. Yeah, Trump filibuster, major victory. Clip 7, let's go to that. This was today.
You know the Democrats are going to do that. And most of you will admit the Democrats are going to do that. So why aren't we doing it? And I think only a foolish person would be against that, especially when you realize that these are crazed people. These people are absolutely crazed. Trump derangement syndrome, whatever it may be. And I am totally in favor of terminating the filibuster. And we would be back to work within 10 minutes after that vote took place. And lots of other good things would happen. And it doesn't make any sense that a Republican would not want to do that.
If they're not going to do that, then it seems like you'd have to make a deal with Democrats to end the shutdown.
Right? Here's some of the things that we'd pass if we terminated the filibuster. Voter ID, no mail-in voting, no cash bail, no men and women sports, no welfare for illegals. You could go on and on. This is two pages of things we'd do if you did that. Without it, I don't know that you pass anything, because you can't deal with them. They're really irrational. They really are.
There you go. So a lot of those things sounded great. But you got to have those votes. And they know they can't get them. And they know with the filibuster, it does slow down that process. John Kennedy was asked about it, and he said, well, Mr. President, it's not guaranteed that they're going to win in the midterms. Well, they are going to win if the indications are what just happened in these last elections. They're going to destroy, because One, they haven't been held accountable on any on anything, on these mail-in ballots, on registering illegals. So it's an interesting question. We are going to take calls later in the show. We can go over all these articles that I'm covering today and get your takes on them, because it's there's a lot going on. My guest coming up in about 22 minutes is Ivan Ranklin. We're going to talk about Arctic Frost and what's going on there. Ivan's in it. Alex Jones is in it, listed in it. They grabbed Alex Jones's phone. They went after kind of wholesale over 150 Republicans, getting their info, trying to find anything they could find. And I don't think a lot of people realize how big Arctic Frost is, so I wanted to bring Ivan on to talk about it. But also, in the time that we scheduled this, this J6 bomber information is just going off the hook. And it starts off with a post from Steve Baker saying, update on J6 pipe bomber report. After an abundance of counsel from trusted parties within and outside the government, we've hit the pause button so those interested parties can have some more time to look at J6 bomber evidence. There are things that they need to do internally. Yeah, okay. We haven't had enough time. When did that happen? 2021? Okay, so we need more time. We need more time. This is a real story. When it breaks, it's going to be a huge story. There are a lot of moving parts, and we need to give them time to do what they need to do. You guys can get a overhead shot of this. Tensions are running high. There have been a lot of sleepless nights the last 2 weeks, but this is a game changer, and we don't want to do anything to jeopardize that right now. I was up at 3:30 preparing the video clips for the release on Glenn Beck's program. Contrary to what so many ex-complainers will say, this wasn't a hype stunt for views and clicks. And no, the government didn't silence us. They just told us to stop talking about it, but they didn't silence us. Glenn and I are both pretty amped up to put it all out this morning. We're both very disappointed with the decision to postpone was made. The government's investigation into the J6 pipe bombs was going nowhere just 2 weeks ago. Yeah, exactly. Today, I can tell you all that has changed, and a bunch of people got really spun up yesterday. Hang tight. It's all coming. That's Steve Baker, who was making the rounds even on Brianna Morella's show and talking about this gate evidence that actually Kyle Serafin and Alex Jones were just talking about. So, if you don't know, people walk a certain way. And one of the things that happened during the pandemic when everybody was wearing masks, it was confusing the facial recognition. So, as always, the globalists have a backup plan, and that is to analyze people's walking styles. So when they can analyze and put your walking style into the computer, well, then it's harder to hide from the cameras and the all-seeing eyes. Unless, I guess, you do the silly walk or if you walk like you're trying to escape the sandworms in Dune. There's different ways you could walk, I guess. But the gait analysis came up with a 94% accuracy that this person matched another person who's a Capitol Police officer, or was a Capitol Police officer. I hear they're working in another agency at this point. But I'm not going to release that, but that's what I hear. But what's interesting is when all this started breaking, I got sent, guys, go ahead and pop up. Let this run a little bit, but then pop up that picture I sent you. There you can see the gait analysis, and they're wearing those weird shoes, those high top. I thought they were ice skates, honestly. I'm like, why is this person walking around on ice skates? But I got sent an emoji yesterday evening. And I cut the name off the emoji because I'm not going to put anybody's name out there. But this is like a cartoon picture. Do you guys have that? I texted it to you. Okay. Yeah, as soon as you bring it in, just pop it up. And then we'll pop up the other one next to it to show the comparison. But we have all this J6 bomber footage. When the FBI first put it out, it was like this low resolution, one frame per second, just dog crap potato video. And then, you know, to throw us a bone, Cash Patel and Dan Bongino are like, well, maybe we should show them a little bit. Oh, we have this great HD footage, so maybe we should show that. So then they put that out, and people were looking at it and going, okay, who could this be? It's got to be a Fed because they haven't arrested anybody. There's also footage of this person on a phone talking to somebody. Remember, the Feds were tracking everyone through their cell phones and credit cards to go and arrest them after J6. But magically, this person never got arrested. You know why that is? Well, we all know. We all know. It's called inside job. It's called false flag. And it was to create the pretext. That's how big this plan was on J6, to create a terror designation so they could use more assets and have more penalties against people that, you know, walked in through the velvet ropes. So they were turning that into that. Do you guys have that yet? If not, I'll just pull it up on my phone. Nah, it's a little too long. See if you can get both images. All right. So here's the one right here. And what I noticed first is, look, there's a gray hoodie. The person's wearing a gray hoodie. And this is, I guess, you know, some people say this is Snapchat. I'm not sure what, I don't use Snapchat, but it's an avatar. It's a, something that, I would have created on a Nintendo, Wii back in the day. But there's an avatar of this person that they say is, or is related to the pipe bomber. And here's a comparison here of the pipe bomber with the gray hoodie on with this avatar. So you could see, interesting resemblance. And we all know people love to brag about their crimes. We had the guy who shot, Jamie White in the neck, allegedly. We don't know if he's the exact trigger man, but one of the four that were there when the shot was fired, rapped about it, made a rap song about it. So criminals love to brag about their crimes. So we're going to get more into that with Ivan Ranklin. I want to play a bit of the Alex Jones Show from yesterday when the, one of the executives of Novo Nordisk collapsed while they were doing a talk about how great Ozempic was and how safe it was. And, you know, I don't think that was staged in terms of Trump knew this was going to happen, so he brought these people in. But it's karmic justice that things like that do happen when you have these organizations creating stuff. The, you know, instead of like teaching people how to eat right and not putting poison and crap in our food and our water and the clothes we wear. Oh no, take this lizard venom mixed with anglerfish venom. And you know, that screws up your stomach insides and that'll help you lose weight. See, that's the disconnect between the natural world, how things should go, and this gross, Rockefeller generated medicine. So let's go to, maker of Ozempic collapses while promoting drug derived from Gila monster venom. Here it is.
Wow. This is wild. Here's the footage.
It's in creating high value jobs. But today we, are you okay? Gordon, you okay? Yeah.
Dr. Oz comes in for the catch.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got one of the biggest examples of live time karma, reap what you sow, I've ever seen. Last hour, we were covering live Trump at the White House doing a PR push about how he got prescription drug costs cut by over half because Americans are 5% of the world population. We pay for 75% of the drugs of the world. We're totally screwed. He used World Trade Organization rules to get the cost cut, but he chose Ozempic and its on record toxic, dangerous Gila monster / anglerfish poison. Yeah, that's what it's made of, synthetic. That paralyzes your guts, attacks your heart. He used that as his example because it's like $300 a month, so we got it cut to 150. And Trump said, I don't know if it's good for her. Are you guys trying it? Who else is taking it around here? I don't know. We learned it's bad. We'll tell you, like he did with Tylenol. So he's even putting in fine print, but he chose that because that's the biggest example of a huge caucus. And I just said, this is crazy. And then during the press conference, somebody falls down and gets drug out, and we didn't know who. And now we just learned 30 minutes later who it was. We'll show you video of it in a moment. Unbelievable. Who is Gordon Findlay, Novo Nordisk executive, faints, he collapsed in the Oval Office, and had to be drug out. In fact, during it, he says the guy's name and says, you're on it, right? You like it, right? It's good, right? And then the guy, just like the nurse, oh, I take the COVID shot. It's so good. I mean, those hundreds of videos with the COVID shots, this is wild. By the way, I know a bunch of people got on this stuff, froze their guts. They had to go to the hospital. It literally paralyzes your intestines. I mean, it is crazy. And that's why when I lost all this weight working out hard and dieting and taking supplements, people go, oh, you're on Ozempic or one of the subdirectives. Bull crap. Absolutely not. I don't take Tylenol.
I got to be in a lot of pain to take Advil. All right? My drug of choice is a ribeye medium with horseradish and a wedge, iceberg wedge salad. Sorry, I'm getting hungry. And my main drug is sunsets and good times. So this is incredible. And again, if you're a new viewer or listener, every time I mention over 30 years ago, they isolated the deep water, super ugly, evil looking anglerfish has a light to lure fish, has these big evil vampire fangs that have poison on them. And the poison is it paralyzes the fish. So even if it bites it, it gets away. It gets paralyzed. It can eat it. And then you take the paralytic. They found it made people too sick. So they mix a synthetic copy of its paralytic with the Gila monster that lives in northern Mexico and the southwest. It's a 2.5 foot long lizard. It will attack you. Like a shark, it has teeth that fall out and more come out. Each tooth is full of venom. And it's similar to the anglerfish. And that's what you put in yourself. And they tell you that's good for you. Kills your muscles, kills your heart muscle. And I get it. You weigh 500 pounds. You know, something's got to work. But they've got tens of millions of people on this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And it comes from these creatures on screen. I know it doesn't sound real. Truth is stranger than fiction. I'm not making it up. So here is the head of Novo Nordisk right after he's asked, how's Ozempic? Oh, yeah, I'm on Ozempic. He goes around to the executives. Are you on it? No, you are. Yes. And then he collapses. And in the close shot, people thought Kennedy would run out of the room. He actually goes over to help him. Wow, this is wild. Here's the footage.
It's in creating high-value jobs. But today, we...
Oh, are you okay? Gordon, you okay? Yeah.
Press. Thank you, press. And we now know Kennedy was reportedly with help.
For nearly 150 years,
a water angle.
My company, Eli Lilly, has been investing in America. We've been advancing science and creating high-value jobs. But today, we...
Oh, are you okay? Gordon, you okay? Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a break. Yeah.
You know, I'm not happy for him. I'm laughing because... I started hearing about this drug like 4 years ago, and they admitted then in the studies it was causing heart attacks, muscle loss, paralytic of the gut. I heard a doctor saying it was Gila monster venom, went and looked it up. It was, and I'm just like, what? What? Lizard venom? Deep ocean poison vampire fish toxin? You know, Botox comes from the pufferfish, too. Shoot that in your heart. Your heart's going to stop. I mean, this is wild. So we'll learn more about this as it unfolds. But there you go. We're going to post this on X right now. It's live now, but we're going to post it on X. Put some of the B-roll in there. People collapsing after they took the mRNA COVID shots. We'll be right back. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones.
Well, this... That was very interesting with the lizard crawling off there. That's what you're literally injecting into your body when you're trying to lose weight with Ozempic. So just keep that in mind when you start having problems. And you could type in the words Ozempic face, Ozempic teeth, Ozempic feet, Ozempic butt, Ozempic head. These are all weird side effects that are going on with Ozempic. And you're getting it on in mainstream media because people are talking about it enough. It's becoming news stories. And there's already been lawsuits filed against him. So it's weird that Trump keeps inviting these pharma gurus into the White House to, you know, give them money and give them more subsidies and stuff like that. When these guys are doing nothing but creating stuff that is poisoning people. It's not right. So we got to change on that. While that was going on, I'm monitoring my feed. I can't bring it up now. One of my I guess followers on X saying, you know, what's going to happen is, they posted a tweet. What's going to happen is when it comes out that the, J6 bomber was a Capitol Police person, they're going to say, oh, we're running a drill, top secret drill. Yeah, right. That's what you're. Well, you know, it did come out that those bombs are the ones they use when they're running exercises. So that's their plausible deniability. They're just going to say, like, well, we were just running a drill. That's what always happens. There's always these interesting drills that happen at the same time of these weird attacks. So, and maybe they called it off because somebody found it early. And I think the person who found it was a police officer, too. At least one of them was a police officer eating a Subway sandwich or something like that or something. Weird stuff over and over again. Let's see. Where do we go from here? Well, let's go to this. Let's go to this. This is a warning from Steve Bannon. This is on Infowars.com. Boom. Bannon warns MAGA insiders will be jailed if Dems don't retake power. Let's go to the Bannon clip one, as God is my witness. Here it is.
And I will tell you right now, as God is my witness, if we lose the midterms and we lose 2028, some in this room are going to prison, myself included. They're not going to stop. They are getting more and more and more radical. And we have to counter that. And what do we have to counter it with? We have to counter it with more action, more intense action, more urgency. We're burning daylight. If you look across every aspect of this, we have to codify what President Trump has done by executive order. Right? We have to codify it. And people say, well, they're just going to be messing bills and pay Senate. We got to put aside these structural barriers and get on with it. President Trump today gave to the Senate when they came over for breakfast, even Lindsey Graham, some of the guys he liked, and some of these institutions, I understand this is a very tough decision to make. And you're going to see some people in the conservative movement that not in a million years, because I talked to him today, quite frankly, I had Hawley on the show this morning, Josh Hawley, and he's talking about it. And I'm trying to play the institution. Well, they called me up this afternoon and said, let's go through the 10 reasons we need to do it. And these are heavy hitters on what I would call the constitutional, the limited government constitutionalist in our movement. And they're about to come out over the next couple of days and make this argument because they said, look, we have to understand that if we don't take this to the maximum, a maximalist strategy now with a sense of urgency, and in doing this, seize the institutions, if we don't do that now, we're going to lose this chance forever because you're never going to have another Trump, right? You're just not going to have it.
He's exactly right. We are never, ever going to have another person like that who is, you know, everybody's going to say he's beholden to Israel, blah, blah, blah. He is more of his own person than any other president we've had, Reagan included. Because once they shot Reagan, they had control over Reagan. That was George H.W. Bush's presidency after that. So he literally was like, he did 2.5 terms as president. And, you know, people think, oh, he's only one term president, George H.W. No. He's pulling the strings like Dick Cheney. And they had a guy in there who was basically, you know, running on borrowed time. Kind of like what Biden was after they shot him. Not Biden, but Reagan. All right, we'll be right back. Ivan Ranklin's coming up. We're going to be breaking some news. Stay tuned. You're watching The War Room.
I'm cutting this emergency announcement on the evening of Thursday, November 6, 2025. Ladies and gentlemen, just type InfoWars or Alex Jones in the search engine. You'll read all about the federal courts, the state courts, the receiver that's been appointed to come in and shut us down. He was here today. He said it might be next week. It might be in early December. They haven't decided when to shut us down. But we've set up the Alex Jones Network at AJN Live on X, Real Alex Jones, Rumble. We have the new studios, new news sites we're going to be announcing and launching. The InfoWar lives on through you and I and the crew and everybody else. But right now, we need funds to keep InfoWars on the air just for the foreseeable future and for the new network, because the bad guys can't get the AlexJonesTour.com because Bigly, established for many, many, many years, dozens and dozens of major clients, they build the best quality shopping carts with the very best products, and they are our sponsor. So when you go to the alexshowstore.com, there is a huge sale that is only running until Sunday at midnight. So you got like 3 days, 3.5 days. Any supplement you get, ultramethylene blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, procardiovascular, ultimate life force. We have it all. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research it for yourself. We have the best at thealexshowstore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. You can buy it once, cancel if you want, but get it first. You have a month to cancel. I know you're going to love it, and then keep it on AutoShip. But bottom line, you get 50% off. Also, if you're a VIP, $30 a month, just like Amazon Prime, you get $40 to spend instantly in the store. Special deals, special sales, special offers just to you, and massive percentages off on everything. So if you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. But right now, at thealexshowstore.com, on top of that, this is what ends Sunday, 25% off on top of all those sales. That makes many of these loss leaders. And then there's all the widest selection of Patriot apparel, T-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, you name it. Wearing Patriot gear out in the public is an incredible adventure. It's like being Donald Trump or Alex Jones or Steve Bannon. Go out and do it. Experience it yourself and know your fungus operation. You have kept us on the air despite all the attacks and Arctic frost that's come out. We're all under attack because the bad guys hate us. But despite all those attacks, we're still here. And InfoWars lives on through the Alex Jones Network and through all of you. So take action right now. The sale goes until Sunday evening at midnight, Central Standard Time. Probably the biggest sale in the history of Bigly, thealexjonesstore.com. Have to check the other sales. There's other big ones, but 50% off on all the supplements and 25% off on top of it. Oh, and it gets more insane. Anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. It's the same shopping cart on your phone or the app on your computer. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bigly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app when we have the sales going. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like ultramethylene blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore right now. The sale ends Sunday, thealexshowstore.com. Thanks for being the reason we'll always stay on the air. You are the InfoWar. I'm the InfoWar. We're a family, 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Back in action, it's Rob Due in the War Room. Truth is our weapon, and we're fully loaded.
Welcome back to the War Room. We've got all kinds of interesting information. Here's some news that just dropped out of InfoWars. DOG set to subpoena John Brennan, just as Alex Jones told you. On Thursday, a Washington, D.C. or Florida grand jury is preparing to issue subpoenas against ex-CIA Director John Brennan for his role in conspiring to persecute President Trump. DOG failed to comment. So it's going to be in the Southern District of Florida. So things are happening. Definitely not as fast as we want, but things are happening. Got a couple of interesting articles from Kellen McBreen, who tweeted out, what did he tweet out? Some related stuff. Attached, J pipe bomber testified against J6 rioter who lit the match. Alleged J6 pipe bomber testified against J6 rioter who lit the match that started the chaos. Interesting. So that was the Capitol police officer encountered Guy Reffitt at the steps of the Capitol, clutching a pepper ball launcher akin to a paintball gun, and his pro-Trump mob behind him. That was supposedly the first guy right here, first guy to breach the barrier. And we're going to get all into this, and that's Guy Reffitt. He was sentenced to 7.5 years in prison for that. Here's an interesting picture that you go to a punk show and you think, hey, we're going to, you know, have a mosh pit. We might say some non-politically correct things because it's punk, right? No, no, no. Look, they have a list of rules that they put next to the stage for everybody to see. You know, it's not just hand you a leaflet. Yeah, it's right here. No sexism, no racism, no ableism, no ageism, no homophobia, no fatphobia, no transphobia, no hatefulness, unless you're wearing a MAGA hat, right? I'm sure if you went there wearing a MAGA hat, well, then you would get all kind of hate and violence and threats. But no. Who's this Afro Punk Fest? Not at the Afro Punk Fest. The Afro Punk Fest got a lot of rules. Got a lot of rules now if you're going to be punk. Remember that, kids. It's all about rules. Do we have Ivan? Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Hey, usually when Ivan's on, they're telling me Ivan's on the move. I'm like, well, usually that good things are going to happen. So I'm just going to read this, tell him I'm going to go to him in about 20 seconds. So Brianna Murillo put out, is the federal government attempting to stop a journalist from reporting the J6 pipe bomber? That was in relation to the Steve Baker tweet. And so I put out, oh, we know the feds have never threatened anyone about releasing a story or info, right? Oh, unless you count Snowden, Assange, Benny, that's William Benny, or Kyle Serafin, or countless others that stood up to the blob. And then there's this giant emoji floating around of some woman who does not look like MTG. Remember the View was saying that's MTG's the pipe bomber. Everybody was saying, oh, it looks like MTG. It's a short woman. Sorry, Dimtards, but she's wearing but this emoji's got the similar hoodie as the J6 pipe bomber. Can't tell if she's wearing ice skates though. I just was making a joke about the shoes on her feet. Wonder who the J6 bomber was on the phone with. I'm sure the government was too busy tracking normal Americans and didn't have time to keep track of all the false flag Fed operations being used to demonize normal freedom-loving people. Maybe the current group of patriot feds should grow a pair and take these people down, because guess what? Your asses will be on the chopping block when the dimtards get back in power. Stop twiddling your dicks and get to work. Tick-tock. The left is not going to stop. Poop or get off the pot. Thank you for your attention to this matter. And with that, let's bring on Ivan Ranklin, retired Green Beret, lawyer, consummate, thorn in the side of the Dimtard Party. And I initially talked to him to get him on about Arctic Frost, but this J6 bomber stuff's going crazy. People are, you know,
it's all related though.
It is all related. You're right. You're exactly right. It is all related, but I think let's start with J6 first. And then let's, in the pipe bomber, and then let's get to Arctic Frost. Cause I think the people, you know, if you watch the last half hour of Alex Jones and Kyle Serafin, they were throwing out initials. They were showing pictures. It was very interesting. And, I don't want to put out anybody's name because we don't want to put anybody in danger. Go ahead.
No, so Kyle Serafin, the way I understand it, works closely with Steve Baker, and both of them fear speaking with me. You would have to ask them why that is. I don't. So, where do you want to start with this? As far as Steve Baker's work, I love his work, right? He's doing great work on investigating certain things. But I focus not more on the tactical aspect of what's going on. He goes into the granular detail of certain aspects of the whole op. I pieced together the entire op, meaning the entire Pelosi Fed Surrection play, right? Here, let me.
Yep.
I want to make sure you don't cut out, because I'm going to be going from Wi-Fi over to cellular.
Well, just don't go through any tunnels. Although you did just freeze up there. So, I guess you're picking somebody up.
No, this is my son. We're going to an event.
Oh, cool. All right. When you smile like that, it makes me think you're doing something. You're doing something to get under somebody's skin. That's what I think.
I'm always going an op. Okay.
It's like this. Ivan Ranklin, the ops don't stop. He's running ops, people, but ops in our favor. So
exactly.
So continue on. If you lose out, we may end up going to cell phone, but right now you're looking good. So take us to, we got Steve Baker going to put out this information. Then he stops all of a sudden and people are like, listen, we're waiting for this information to come out so we can run with it, you know, but I guess he got a call or Glenn Beck got a call.
Yeah, and I was of the same. Exactly. So I was of the same mindset then. You know, I'm just going to wait and see. You know, he's been doing good work over the last several years. I wanted to see what he's going to provide. And when he didn't provide, when he didn't provide it according to the timeline that he set for himself, then I thought, you know what? Let me just kind of trickle out some stuff, regurgitate a lot of the stuff that I've already been saying over the years. And I put out a tweet basically saying that, you know, scalp Nancy Pelosi. I wonder if there's a coincidence there of why, or I think I said, you want me to tell people on why you were resigning or retiring from the to being a member of Congress? And I think Kyle Serafin misinterpreted that, thinking that I'm trying to take credit for Steve Baker's work of exposing this U.S. Capitol Police officer that he alleges is the pipe bomber, right? I haven't seen the evidence to give any sort of credibility or rating to the pipe bomber. So that's kind of in Steve's lane. He did the gate analysis. I'm not going to reiterate what Kyle said. But what I will say is that the pipe bomb op is only one small component of the bigger Pelosi-Fedsurrection op, okay? And that's where I focus my attention. And if you pull up the tweet that I had, I'm not sure if you have that up.
Is that the one with the map?
Yeah,
we got it up right now.
I've said this for years, so it's gonna be repetitive for people that have been following my work. But in case you haven't seen this, just to kind of refocus attention, when you pull up the map and you go to Title II U.S. Code Chapter 29, which covers the U.S. Capitol Police, and then you look at Article 2, it talks about the authorities of the U.S. Capitol Police, and then you dig into Section 1967, Paragraph B. It lists in B1 the jurisdictional zone that covers a concurrent jurisdictional zone between U.S. Capitol Police and Metropolitan Police Department. Okay.
And that's the gray areas, Capitol Police.
I want you to like listen closely. It's the U.S. Capitol Police and Metropolitan Police Department that has full 100% law enforcement authority of that swath of territory on the planet, meaning in D.C. in that jurisdictional zone. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, just across the street in the northwest corner is the Washington Field Office. But I digress. I think that's important to know. The U.S. Capitol Police are the ones that decide who gets arrested and who doesn't get arrested. And what do they base their decisions off of? It's a political calculus based on the direction of the Capitol Police Board, meaning the House and Senate Sergeant-at-Arms, who work for the Speaker of the House and Senate Majority Leader. So if you want to run an op within your jurisdiction, you have the authority to do it. Meaning, if you want to place training, because they have access to those training dummy pipe bombs, right? Then you just do it. The maximum you can be charged with by your own law enforcement agency that would prosecute you is littering, right? If it's just a dummy round. But why would they prosecute you if you're in the same, like, force? Or the Metropolitan Police Department could say, you know what? Yeah, I guess we will go ahead and prosecute you for littering because it was a fake pipe bomb. That was a distraction diversion as evidenced once again by Chief Stephen Sun when he retweeted Steve Baker's tweet earlier today saying that we hope to get to the bottom of this. Keep in mind that Chief Stephen Sun, his interview with Tucker was going to air, but the day prior, Rupert Murdoch and a co-conspirator on J6, Paul Ryan, who's on the board, allegedly.
Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan?
Yeah, that one. Fired Tucker Carlson because he was going to air the interview with Chief Stephen Sun, which would have early on exposed the Fedsurrection led by Pelosi, and where this is so key for everybody to understand all the relationships.
Yeah,
Sergeant at Arms. So he has dirt on both of those speakers, okay? So when you add on a little bit more context and nuance to what Kyle Serafin just told to Alex in the previous hour, I'm glad he's finally catching up. Like, it's good. Because I think I'm going to now be able to move on from J6, because now people are starting to catch up. And I'll have other people like bigger names now finally kind of doing and amplifying the work and getting accountability so I can move on to COVID accountability, because that's where I think the biggest pain point is right now in this administration because of their big pharma shills and whatnot. So I'm going to focus my efforts there. But to close out on the J6 pipe bomb stuff, the Ray Epps question, the pipe bomb question, the John Sullivan question, and everything related to January 6th is answered in those two statutes in that tweet. The jurisdictional zone and the Capitol Police Board's authority on releasing all security information. So if they want to keep and hold exculpatory evidence to the J6ers, they don't release it to the DOJ for prosecution, but they only include incriminating or inculpatory evidence. Additionally, if they want to have U.S. Capitol Police officers testify to the Pelosi insurrection narrative, they pick and choose those that they know they are loyal to and that have dirt on Pelosi themselves, such as the Dignitary Protection Division officer, Special Agent David Lazarus, who testified in the Proud Boys trial. Once again, thank you, Steve Baker, for exposing that tactical piece that it gives one example of all the U.S. Capitol Police officers perjuring themselves, whether it's Harry Dunn, Akinilo Gunnell, and so on and so forth, right? This is, by the way, I'm only talking U.S. Capitol Police here. The people that had a subordinate role to U.S. Capitol Police in the Fed Surrection op were MPD, MPD undercovers, as well as the two buses or so that Mr. Congressman Clay Higgins had identified over at Union Station. So if you pull up the map once again, Rob.
Yep.
And you look at those two little icons with an M by it, that's the D.C. Metro, and that's the Union Station of Amtrak where those buses were. Voila! It's inside of U.S. Capitol Police's jurisdiction. So is the DNC and the RNC and the Capitol Hill Club. So is where Ray Epps during that breach.
So they don't have to give up that information. They could hold on to all that information and they're hidden from law.
There's no mechanism to FOIA this information because that only applies to the executive branch. There's no mechanism to Brady request the material because Brady precedent only applies to the government, the prosecution, meaning the DOJ. So if the U.S. Capitol Police legislative branch's law enforcement arm does not want to send over evidence over to the DOJ, they don't have to because that's set to 1979B allows them to not give it to them. And you can't Brady request it because the DOJ doesn't have it to Brady request it from.
So it's basically a cover-up within the law. They're basically using the law to make a cover-up happen and keep information out.
Thank you for paying attention, sir, with all due respect. And I get it. I sound like a jerk, but imagine somebody like me that has been set. Like, I get it. A lot of us have been censored, but I've been saying this for years. Substack article after Substack article, meetings with Barry Loudermilk's team. I met with that team to lay out the case before anybody knew that the committee was created. Okay. And for the last 3 years, day in and day out. And maybe it's because they don't like my delivery. Well, my delivery is escalating in anger and frustration because they're doing nothing. Why? Because Republicans at the highest levels are complicit in this op. They allowed Pelosi to do this, starting with Paul Ryan. And guess what? Paul Ryan still has quite the influence in the Republican conference.
Yeah, and he wasn't even in office at the time. What other high-ranking Republicans do you think were involved?
Well, remember Liz Cheney had recordings of Kevin McCarthy that she released to the New Woke Slimes and was using that as leverage against him? Remember back in the day from that?
Yeah.
How many other recordings does she have of Kevin McCarthy to ensure he stays within the box that he is told to stay in?
Right. That's why we had to get rid of McCarthy because he was compromised.
Yeah, after 9 months, thankfully, I was working with Matt Gaetz for months trying to get him to pull the trigger. Then he finally did in October of 2020. What was that? 3. And so we upgraded about 2% to the, no balls, Johnson, no balls, no Johnson, Johnson. Right.
Yeah.
And so now, while he got a D- because he was able to facilitate the release of a significant portion of the video of January 6th, the CCTV footage. Because guess what? When you take over a speakership, you then appoint the sergeant at arms. Well, Bill McFarland, McCarthy's sergeant at arms, wasn't ready yet to release the footage. Why? Because probably Kevin McCarthy would be somehow complicit, not through the video footage, but they just wanted to slow roll it, and they're doing everything in their power to slow walk it for the 5-year statute of limitation, which is going to be in 60 days, folks. And right after that 60 days is when the Democrat lawfare escalates. How? They're going to take what Jack Smith did and failed to do, and what Tish James and Alvin Bragg and Fannie Willis failed to do, and hand all those portfolios of weaponization over to the new governor of Virginia, John Brennan's little lackey, Abby Spanberger, with her Democrat attorney general that has threatened in text messages the former Speaker of the House in Virginia and his children. They're now going to be in a position to go scorched earth against Donald Trump, his properties in Charlottesville and Loudoun County, his family, and every single Republican that is in the administration right now that works or lives in Virginia due to the similar jurisdictional hook that I just laid out in the D.C. U.S. Capitol East area. They will go complete ham nuts against this administration. So we are now sitting in a lame duck 60 days remaining administration.
And then they turn on the spigot of lawfare once again, and there's nothing that can stop
it. It's gonna go on steroids compared to what we saw with Tish, Jackass Smith, you know, Fannie Willis, and Alvin Bragg. Because think about it. A lot of these folks and institutions in the government are in Fairfax County, Virginia, are in Loudoun County, Virginia. Meaning what? They're just the equivalent of Fannie Willis and Alvin Bragg in those counties for the Commonwealth's attorney.
Right.
So they're just going to find me the man. Just tell me who you want me to go after, and they're going to go after them. Same thing if you're in the Commonwealth, right?
Now, can Glenn Youngkin do anything about this? Can he stop any of this before it happens, or there's no power?
That's the counterplay. So yeah. If you had somebody with a pair, which China First Youngkin, right? You think China First Youngkin, who's besties with Paul Ryan, Paul Ryan was at his inauguration with Ron McDaniel in like the VIP section, okay?
Right.
So these are the Republicans we're dealing with. So you got the China First Youngkin. You have an AG Jason Meares who has done absolutely nothing. And they're Republicans. Don't get me wrong. I voted for him, right? I support him. I voted for him. But they exhibit zero courage. They're slightly better than a traitor.
Squishy Pence, Republican.
But barely. We're talking like, okay, if Pence is zero, they're about 1%.
Right.
So, but they do have, I don't know, if we can create enough, maybe we'll call it motivation and urgency, they have 60 days to help this toxic, feckless, cowardly DOJ to go ahead and work together these next 60 days to go after the entire deep state target list, and most of them work or live in Virginia.
Yeah.
So,
but Ivan, we'll the holidays are coming up. We can't do anything for 2 months, you know?
That's when you do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really take breaks.
I know. It's totally
you don't take breaks. Now,
can you imagine? You brought up Matt Gaetz earlier.
So
can you imagine if Matt Gaetz was our DOJ right now? If he was head of the DOJ, our attorney general? I mean, it would be a different world.
It would be, you would already had arrests. You would have already had live stream swatting raids.
Yeah.
Right? And there would have been a good chance that I would have been deputized actually leading some of the bigger raids.
Instead, we get like this old Brennan, blonde.
On Jim Comey, on Hunter Biden, yep. Right? On Jim Biden.
On Brennan.
Yeah, that was the first guy I said.
Okay.
On Jamie Raskin. But yeah, that would have been in Maryland, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
And it would have been a twofer for Jamie Raskin, because guess what? His wife was one of the 39 that unmasked General Flynn to illegally spy on him.
Oh, how nice.
So I got 1,500 people, okay, and growing.
Yeah. Yeah, these people, and they think they can get away with this, and I guess they're after the 60 days, then they're just going to start going ape on anything they can in Virginia.
What's the adage? See something, say something? Well, I've been doing that for a couple of years, and I tried my best, but unfortunately, this administration has personally betrayed me. One, going back to Arctic Frost, when you look at the four most important subpoenas of the 197, they were targeting Save America, Save America PAC, mm-hmm. the Trump MAGA PAC, and then another PAC affiliate, all four fundraising mechanisms for Donald Trump's reelection. And they wanted to see if anybody in those organizations communicated with yours truly. That's those four subpoenas were issued by Jackass Smith on February 10th of 2023, over 2.5 years ago. That was just released by Grassley last week. Chris LaCivita and Susie Wiles didn't bother to tell me that that was the case.
Oh, they just left you out in the cold.
And Susie, how about you explain to America why you did that? Huh? I suspect a lot of people are going to ask that question. That's throwing me under the bus, and maybe it raises another question, because knowing who I am and my background, and if you come after me and I know where I stand, my life's clean. So if I know that Jackass Smith is coming after me, and I know the two FBI agents on the signature block and your assistant that signed off on the subpoena at the DOJ, and then subsequently the clerk, I can now focus my attention on investigating all five of them until I find the crime, similarly to what they do to us.
Right.
And I would be very quick, because I'm very motivated at exposing scum. So if you have five people coming after me, now you motivate me and weaponize me against a lawless, belligerent, illegitimate Biden criminal syndicate lackeys. But no, Chris LaCivita and Susie Wiles, you did not do that. Why? You need to answer that. And I'm going to find out with or without your response.
Well, I think we know why. They're part of the one party, the uniparty. You know, they got people on both sides.
I'm going to increase a little bit of pressure here, if I may, Rob.
Sure. Well, you know what? I got 40 seconds. Why don't you come back after the break?
Okay.
We're going to have a two-minute break, and then we got a five-minute segment. And you can come back, and I'll let you go score
skirt. Yes, sir.
We got 35 seconds.
You got me warmed up.
Hey, if you want to go into the next hour, we can. I'm all for it, because this is a good conversation. It's a conversation that needs to be had, because really, we have to start turning up the heat on our people that are supposedly patriots.
They are not going to do anything. We have to take over.
Well, and that's why all this J6 bomber information is coming out now. It's not from the FBI.
Steve Baker, Kyle,
it's phone calls and text messages and people doing research and putting it out there. And that's why they're trying to stop it, because they don't want the truth coming out, because they want to pretend they can do no wrong. We'll be right back.
You are the reason InfoWars existed. You're the reason we've had so much success. You're the reason the globalists hate our guts. I couldn't have done any of this without you. And now we're so close to being shut down. We fought so hard. We never gave up. We never backed down. But they have a state receiver appointed. He was here today. He can shut us down any time. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of November 6th, Thursday, November 6th, 2025. And you have until this Sunday, just 3 days, to take advantage of the biggest sale in the history of the AlexSimshore.com, which I don't own, but finances the new network and keeps InfoWars on the air so the bad guys can't shut it down. You get great products, the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, collectible knives, and so much more, and you keep this operation on air one way or another. I am the InfoWar. My crew is the InfoWar. The caller, the guest, all of us are the InfoWar. They're not going to shut us down. We're not giving up. The fact that they've come after us so hard is a testament to how far we've come against them, and they know they can't continue to operate. They're going to lose if they don't shut us down. So be the reason we stay on the air. Huge sale, 25% off store-wide, on top of huge sales, 50% off with things like ultramethylene blue and more. It ends this Sunday. Take advantage of it right now at thealexshowstore.com, and I salute all of you, and thank you for being at the heart of this fight. You are the spirit of 1776 worldwide. You are the resistance.
The truth is just a tap away. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Alex Jones app, available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Stream the latest shows, stay up to date with breaking news, and support free speech with every click. Grab your t-shirts, hats, supplements, and more, all inside the app. Don't wait. Download the Alex Jones app today and join the fight for freedom.
hour of the War Room down, and I'm getting fired up. My guest is fired up, Ivan Ranklin. He's driving to a secure location. I don't know where he's driving.
Well,
he's
going somewhere. Elon Musk is driving me there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just chillaxing.
Oh, there you go.
Here.
Isn't that nice? You got your secret agent bow tie on. All right.
I don't normally put this on, but I gotta go into the swamp.
Hey, you know, you gotta disguise yourself as a swamp creature.
So I got better day than it.
All right. So pick up where you left off. You were getting into, Susie Wiles and a couple other nefarious people.
Well, I don't know about nefarious, but I'm just going to tell you what I observed happened. So the four entities, if you can pull those up, if you scroll down to my Twitter, maybe the producer can pull it up. It's four subpoenas that Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley on the Senate side released of the 197 relate to me, Proud Boys, and the Oath Keepers, okay? But specifically, they subpoenaed Trump fundraising organization to see if they had any communication with us. They were issued February 10th of 2023. And in that subpoena, it's just like the one that was issued to Mike Lindell, it says on there, while you're not obligated to keep this under wraps and not talk about it, really took that subpoena and said, buy a pillow, but while you're buying a pillow, go ahead and take a look at my subpoena, right? By the way, I love Mike Lindell. I just saw him a couple of days ago in the Capitol, in Cannon Building. So he had the courage and the intestinal fortitude and like knowledge and foresight. He gets a subpoena and says, you know what? This is bogus. I want America to know how bogus this is.
Right.
What did Susie Wiles and Chris LaCivita opt to do? They opted to not even talk about it at all. Why? Is it lack of courage? Is it a political calculus? Which, you know, you can have some legitimate reason for that. I think there's a reason for that. And that you can't feign shock on subpoenas that you already knew about for 2.5 years. I mean, I'm calling it out. I mean, you tell me, Rob, well, how do you interpret it?
You know, it's an inherent distaste for independent voices and independent thought in the administration. They want a Borg mentality, not Trump, but I think Trump listens to a lot of different people, but he gets a lot of wrong information. But I think some of these people in here, these gatekeepers, are just Borg people, and they're like, oh, we want neocon voices.
Let me kind of contextualize. You may not be aware of these names. Let me contextualize this a little further. So Susie Wiles, during this period of time, ran those PACs.
Right.
Along with Chris LaCivita and the treasurer.
Oh, well, that makes a big difference.
That's why I'm sorry that I didn't lay that out earlier.
Yeah.
So Susie and Chris LaCivita, the campaign co-chairs, also ran these PACs. Not all of them. You have to look at like the combination of it. But in the collective, between those two and the treasurer and whoever was representing them, on one of them, it was Alina Haba. It's like, why not disclose this publicly? Because guess what? When you disclose it publicly and you see names in there, and I get to find out that I'm a target of that, I'm not going to obstruct justice. I'm not going to do anything unlawful. But guess what? Nothing stops me from passively, without obstructing, looking into Jackass Smith and his life and his family and everything from birth to present, every molecule movement and every nanosecond of his entire life. Until I find something, or his family and neighbors, or his friends. Next, I do the same for the two FBI agents that are at the bottom of the subpoena saying, if you have any questions. Well, yes, I do have questions, Jeremy DeSor and Mr. Giardina, but I didn't have the luxury to be able to do that and defend myself further because I was blocked from that opportunity. Because those that ran those PACs decided not to share the information.
Well, and so you didn't find out about this till the Arctic Frost documents came out from Grassley?
Last week.
Yeah, that's when we found out too. Yes, they had the same thing with Alex's phone. They were given Alex's phone and they got to look through it, do whatever they wanted, look for crimes and try to invent stuff. And oh, well, they couldn't do it. Hey, we got 1 minute break. Come right back.
This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday,
November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is close to being shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it could be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
Your host, Rob Dew, really ties the war room together.
You know, we really are living in good times and bad times. We seem to have, you know, this control that we've always been asking for and wanting. And if we were able to get it, oh, then we can, like, right all these wrongs. Well, we've had some wrongs righted, but we haven't had all the wrongs righted. And we should... You know, when we come to work here at InfoWars, Alex expects the best out of us. He looks at things sometimes and say, this could be better. And when you look back at it, you go, yeah, you know what? It can be better. I'm going to make it better. You know, or you write a headline that's not, doesn't have the totality of everything in it. You know, oh, we could make this better. We should be asking the same thing of our government. We should be asking, you guys can do better. Stop screwing around and keep holding their feet to the fire. And here's the thing. If they don't do it, they're going to be the first ones on the chopping block when the Democrats get back in power. If they're able to get back in power, they're going to go, you know, John Kennedy thinks, well, we just don't let them get back in power. Well, if you let them mail in ballot and you let them vote without an ID and you let illegal aliens vote and everything else and these voting machines, well, you're never going to have good elections. One day, hand counted. That's how you do it. And they're, oh, that's the error rate. Oh, what's the error rate on watching votes flip? I think there was something where they were looking at votes in New Jersey and they flipped something crazy, or they had like a bunch of like 20% extra voters or something. There's always something weird going on every time there's a close race. Oh, we closed down the polls. Oh, the Republican sites don't have enough paper. Oh, their paper doesn't work in the ballot machines. It's our mistake, but we don't care. And it just goes on and on and on. So it's up to us and people like Ivan Ranklin to get out there and put this information out. Now, Ivan was just talking about he had four subpoenas issued to him by Jack Smith, was never told about it through Susie Wiles, through PACs she controlled. And just like us, we didn't know they had taken Alex's phone, but they brought Alex in to put him under, I guess, a struggle session. And, you know, he took the fifth. He said, you people are the criminals. And so what happened to all those interviews? Oh, they're all gone. They all magically disappeared. Cause that's what these people do. If they can't deceive and cheat and win, then they hide and cover up. And that's how they work. All right, Ivan, let's go back to you. We got about 20 minutes left in this segment. Let's do this and then we could get back into the weeds on this. Why don't you give a kind of a summation of Arctic Frost that we could stick on the front of this whole interview to kind of describe how big this is? Cause people aren't making it a big deal. They don't seem to realize how much of a big deal it is. And they should realize that this was like an inside coup d'etat to just go after wholesale, just start spying on people to find whatever they could on people. Go ahead, Ivan.
Yeah. On the Arctic Frost front, I'm going to say that they went after about 400 individuals, 197 subpoenas. It was the handoff from the Fedsurrection cover up. So you had the Fedsurrection, which the pipe bomb is one component of it, and the Fedsurrection cover up led by Benny Thompson with the J6 Select Committee. The staff director was one of the 51 spies who lied that signed off on the Biden criminal syndicate letter, right? His name was David Buckley, IG for John Brennan. Okay. And then afterwards you had, when the Republicans took over the House in 2023 in January, all that stuff from the J6 cover-up committee was sent over to the DOJ for Jackass Smith to continue the escalatory lawfare. So that's just the next phase of the cover-up.
So it went from the citizens, it went from the citizens who were there at J6 to now we're going to go to their representatives, their elected representatives, and start scooping them up.
Sorry, I had to like say that again.
I said, with J6, it was like we're going after the citizens. We're going after these people who stood with Trump. And, you know, he said calmly walk down there. People calmly walk down there. They start getting shot in the face with pepper balls and tear gas and all that. And so that was the J6 part of it. And then you go to Jack Smith and Arctic Frost, and it's like, oh, now we're going to wrap up anybody who is close to Trump, anybody who publicly supported him, anybody that we can get in this dragnet. And then we're just going to start spying on these people and seeing what we can find. Luckily, it looks like most of the people were clean.
Yeah. At most, pretty much everybody was clean.
Yeah.
I mean, luckily I was able to fight this pre-indictment because I have the network, right, and the knowledge of the system to be able to start applying pressure, because I think I would have helped out the campaign. I would have been able to help out President Trump and everyone ensnared in it, because I would have deployed all of my focus, laser focus, and lased the targets known as Jackass Smith, his assistant, Ms. Vento, and then the two FBI agents that were finally launched just now, but the pressure would have initiated as soon as I found out about it. But they didn't even afford us that opportunity. So that's why I call on Chris LaCivita and Susie Wiles. Like, you got some splaining to do. You have some massive splaining to do.
Yeah, I agree. And they love to hide stuff from Trump.
Because now it's personal. Before, I don't really know these people, right?
Right.
But now I have to, like, now question them for them throwing Alex under the bus, me under the bus, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, every single person, every subpoena that they got, that they knew about and didn't let either through their counsel, whatever means necessary, legally, morally, and ethically, they are complicit, in my opinion, at this point, until they prove otherwise.
Sure. Now, do you know if anybody else was told? Like, you know, Joe Biggs is on that list, those subpoenas.
No, I reached out to Stewart, to Enrique, a couple of other guys on there, or people that know them. They didn't know about it until I told them about it after it was released last week, and I did the analysis and essentially said, hey, by the way, you guys are in the subpoena.
And so, you know, how could this be used? So say a subpoena is issued, you don't even know about it, you can't defend yourself, then all of a sudden you could get scooped up and brought in for questioning? Or what could they do having not informed you about that?
I'm not sure if I understood the question, but I would have taken that information and started investigating those investigating me until I found a crime or a transgression, to then let them know that, hey, you can investigate me, but guess what? You now are going to fall under the same scrutiny. And while I know I'm going to pass it, these guys aren't going to. And it would have given us a 2.5 hour lead to be able to, day one, be able to just go scorched earth on them on January 20th. But now we're a year in and they bought time, you know, Pam Bondi slow rolled. And so now, we got 60 days.
60 days. So the countdown is literally 60 days.
So
at this
buckle
point.
Up. Yeah, yeah, buckle up, and you better go ahead and, start planning on working during the holidays. But guess what? They can't, because there's a government shutdown. So it works both ways.
Right.
They can't prosecute during the government shutdown.
Switch with Lord.
And so they love it. I'm sure they love it. This has been 36 days where they don't have to do anything.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. Hey, I'm going to have to bounce. I apologize.
No problem.
Because I'm at an event.
Yep. Hey, you're going in. You're going into the nest, into Mordor.
I'm not too far from the White House, but I will not be going in there. As per Susie.
Hey, any final thoughts as we go? This is a huge operation. How come? I mean, we know the mainstream media is not going to talk about it, but how come our side's not talking about it more? Are we just too busy fighting amongst ourselves about Charlie Kirk? Or?
Oh, yeah. That's a great question to close things out. It's, you know why? It's because Mark Levin, he doesn't like the First Amendment sounds that Nick Fuentes and Tucker Carlson are saying. No. He would rather promote the jab and facilitate the mutilation of others. Same thing with Ben Shapiro. Oh, Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, Patrick Bet-David can't have me on his show because he had Nick Fuentes on. Meanwhile, Ben Shapiro, through his millions of followers, was promoting the jab. drugs.
Yep.
The unsafe, ineffective, these big pharma Israel first shills. Guess what? I didn't really care about these other countries and affiliations, but when they supersede the loyalties to the United States, we have a problem, Houston. And actually, it's no longer in Houston. It is in the entire country. Everybody sees it for what it is. You got big pharma shilling in the White House. You got big pharma shilling at Faux News. You got it everywhere. And guess what? Now that I think that the momentum is on our side with the January 6th bomb and the Fed surrection play, I'm going to now only going to focus on exposing the entire COVID cabal to compel this White House. That is big pharma, the big pharma ambassador's White House. We will compel you to create COVID accountability, even if you are against us. I'm going to lead that effort. And if no one is with me, I'm going to do it just like I'm going to defend and go on offense, just like I did these last 5 years, in spite of Susie Wiles, in spite of Chris LaCivita, in spite of all of them that did not even once raise one pinky to even inform me and all of us that this DOJ, the previous Biden criminal syndicate DOJ, was coming after us. We're going to be looking at every single move they make, and I have a lot of dirt on them already.
Well, I'm going to let you part with that. We're not even going to get into the other things we were talking about last night. We had a good late night conversation talking about the J6 dandy pipe bomber running around. And we're just going
to
leave it at that.
Stay tuned to my ex account. There's some things that I just picked up along the way earlier last night and today. Yeah. That might be of interest, but I'm gonna give, Steve Baker another, you know, opportunity.
Sure.
Probably by about 10 p.m. And if he doesn't release it, then, stay tuned to my X account, Ivan Raiklin.
Because we got it on the board right there. So go at Ivan Raiklin, check it out. I saw his stuff last night. I sent him a text. He called me up. We started talking. I'm like, dude, I think I might be doing the War Room tomorrow. You gotta come on and talk. It was fire, brother. Appreciate you coming on. Go have fun with your son at your event and, you know, never stop doing what you're doing because we need more people. We need more Ivan Ranklins out there. That's for sure.
We do. We got Tom Speciale confronting John Brennan. We got Joseph Philip Daniel confronting these, self-mutilators in Congress.
Yep.
What's his name? Mr. McBride.
Yeah. Mr. McBride. We're going to play his video later.
Bring it on.
We got lots of people doing lots of things. We need more of us. We need to be multiplied. We need to be like a Mogwai, pour water on us and we multiply. It's how it works. All right, brother, you take care. Have a good one. Thank you very much for coming on.
Enjoy the weekend. Yep. Bye.
That was fire right there. I tell you what. And, you know, that's a testament to the rugged individualist right there because he's one guy who's decided he's not going to take it anymore. That's it. That's it. That's all it is. That's all it takes. All it takes for you to be out there is go, you know what? I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm going to go against the local corruption in my area. I watched a documentary about Blanco County, which is, Roseanne Barr has her ranch out there. It's not too far. And this group of people wanted to create a little town. They had 200 people on a couple ranches and they're like, we're going to create a town here. Well, the Blanco people, the old school, you know, LBJ people didn't like that. So they were going fighting tooth and nail against these people creating a little town. You know why? And they called it, they said, you don't kick the circle. There's a circle. Okay. And there's circles everywhere. You know, every town's got a circle and it's the people that hold that circle together are the judges, the sheriff, the chief of police, the mayor, the city manager, and they all like to keep things nice and neat in a little circle. And when you come in and kick that circle, oh, you put a breach in it and you open it up. And they can't come after and kill every one of us. And they're not going to because they know that if they start doing that, that other stuff will start happening. For instance, the sheriff who shot the judge who was running like a sex ring out of his, allegedly, oh, I guess he can't sue me, but allegedly out of his chambers. He was having women in and out of there. And I guess he got too close to the sheriff's family and the sheriff took matters into his own hands, was judge, jury, and executioner. You know, that's called kicking the circle right there. That's one example of it if you need one. So let's put up the phone number. We're going to open up the phone lines. I got a few more videos to play. I've got a lot of stuff going on, but we do want to take your phone calls for the rest of the show on, you know, on that that interview we had with Ivan Ranklin, any of the videos or articles we're talking about, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. You know, anything you want to talk about, we're going to play some videos. Where's my video list at? I definitely want to play that, video of the tranny representative, Democrat representative getting, not accosted, but just confronted. And that's more of what we need to do. I'm looking on here. I don't see it, but, 19, that 19. All right, let's go. Yeah. Oh yeah. Christian activist. Let's go to it. This guy's great. He DMs me all the time. He went after Shifty Shift as well. These people don't like to shake people's hands, though. It's interesting because I think their hands are dirty and they know that. So here it is.
Timothy McBride. Timothy, I'm Joseph Philip Daniel.
Nice to meet you.
Hopefully you don't have child porn on your phone. Better not be a pedophile. God's watching you, man.
Could you please give us some space?
And what you do on Capitol Hill, I'll come back to you. Jesus is watching you, Timothy McBride, you man. How dare you act like a woman out here? How dare you?
Now, that individual there, Joseph Philip Daniel, oh, his account suspended. Probably for confrontations like that. You know, because at some point, the powers don't want you confronting them. They're afraid of confrontation. But that confrontation is still out there, and it lives. And anything he wants to send me, Joseph, if you're watching, anything you want to send me, I'll put it out on my account. Because I appreciate the work you do. I appreciate people like you holding these people accountable. And just letting them know, we're watching you guys. We are watching you guys. Once again, the call-in number 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to play a video from Alex basically talking about the appeals court, the federal appeals court upheld a Texas law where we can't have drag queen porno time with little kids, which seems obvious. That seems obvious. We're not going to have grown men dressed up like weird demon women talking to our kids about their sexuality under the guise of reading them books. And then, and in that we have examples of what they do in front of these kids. And it's disgusting the way they dress up, the man with glitter on his penis. That's it. That's all he's got is glitter. And he's posing with children. No, that's not normal. That's not normal. We can't have that going on in a world that's decent. So it's good. The appeals court upheld that. So Alex was talking about that. And then we threw on a couple of these compilations to show you what's going on. And some of the examples are in Houston where they're doing this. And then there's sexual predators being caught at these things that are these, men dressing up as women. You know, you want to do that with adults? That's fine. Go do it at a club. Go do it at a bar. You're not going to libraries with toddlers going, "Hi, I'm a demon in a dress. You want to jump on my lap?" No. It's disgusting. So we're going to play that when we get back because it's a whopping 8-minute report. While I'm here, I got to let you guys know about these sales we have because I haven't plugged yet. And, you know, one of the reasons that keeps us going is people going to thealexjostore.com. Now, Alex was talking about almost, you could get 80% off on some of these items. Right now, we have buy one, get one free, methylene blue, the tincture. People been using it, rave reviews. You saw Matt Bracken taking it yesterday live on the air before he did his segment with Alex. But right now, the way Alex was describing it, so if you get any of our supplements on a auto ship basis, you get them for 50% off the top right there. And then also, with the deals we have right now, you get another 25% off, okay? 25% off, so that's 75% off, okay? Then if you order using the app at alexjonesapp.com, okay, I'm giving you all the cheat codes right here, another 20% off. 50, 60, 70, 80, 95% off. I mean, ridiculous. These are lost leaders. But the reason we're putting this out there, because we want people to try these products. We want people to try the creatine powder. We want people to try the colostrum, the CMOS, the turmeric, which is amazing, the Shilajit, the methyl drive, the power plant. All of these products are amazing, and they all work together synergistically when you take them, the methylene red and methylene blue, although we're out of methylene red, you know, because it was such, people were like, holy cow, this is a game changer. No one has methylene red. We're the only place you could get it. The only place that you could get it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. So there'll be more in at the end of the month, I'm told. But right now, 50% off if you get them on auto ship. Then another 25% off, which is the sale running till Sunday. Then if you order from the app, you get another 20% off. Okay? I've just given you the cheat code to basically get this stuff for free. And if you get the methylene blue, it's buy one, get one free. And if you don't want supplements, well, go get a t-shirt. Go get a hoodie. That's 25% off too. 25% off is site-wide. So then if you get 25% off, well, and then you go buy it from the app, oh, 45% off. Oh, another cheat code. Oh, thanks. Well, I just told you right there how to do all your Christmas shopping right now. Give us the funds we need to stay afloat, to stay going. We even have some Christmas shirts that just came in. So go check those out. I mean, there's so much there at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds everything we do. It gets us ready for when eventually we are going to have to leave the amazing Central Texas Command Center, this legendary hub of information. It's going to be sad. But we're all ready to move on. We have backup plans. We have backup studios. We're not waiting. We're moving. Okay. And I'm moving too, along with it. We're all going to be going. So it's going to be great. I was going to get, you know what, guys, let's do clip 5 and 6 back to back. This is what some guy's doing in his backyard with these robots that you can buy. This is amazing. Let's just play those two back to back. The first one is just the normal robot. Then he dresses it up as one of these demon things. But this is coming down the pipe. Mike Adams is talking about today, creating a robot training center where we can control the robots, because that's what we have to do. There's the first one. Look, watch this. Boom. Goes into crawl mode. All right. Now, okay, that just looks like a robot. Not too scary. And then when it goes to this next clip, this is the same robot.
Okay, ready?
But now dressed up like a girl. I mean, all right. Using that on Halloween, kids are pooping their pants. But we have all the technology ourselves to do it. We just need to maybe put down our phones and stop fighting with each other and, like, let's work on creating the world we want to see instead of just bitching about what other people aren't doing. I mean, of course, that's what I was doing for the last hour, bitching about what other people are doing. But I'm also encouraging you out there to create the world you want to see. There's an old saying, we are the ones we've been waiting for. Don't wait for anybody else. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. And let that be your guiding star. All right, we got another hour and a half left. The phone lines are filling up. I'm going to take your calls. We got more videos. We're going to come back with that drag queen story time report. Thank God Texas did something right and it was upheld. All right, we'll be right back. You're watching The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can find me at Dew's News.
I'm cutting this emergency announcement on the evening of Thursday, November 6th. 2025. Ladies and gentlemen, just type InfoWars or Alex Jones in the search engine. You'll read all about the federal courts, the state courts, the receiver that's been appointed to come in and shut us down. He was here today. He said it might be next week. It might be in early December. They haven't decided when to shut us down. But we've set up the Alex Jones Network at AJN Live on X, Bill Alex Jones, Rumble. We have the new studios, new news sites we're going to be announcing and launching. The InfoWar lives on through you and I and the crew and everybody else. But right now, we need funds to keep InfoWars on the air just for the foreseeable future and for the new network, because the bad guys can't get the AlexJonesStore.com
because Bigley established for many, many, many years, dozens and dozens of major clients. They build the best quality shopping carts with the very best products, and they are our sponsor. So when you go to thealexshowstore.com, there is a huge sale that is only running until Sunday at midnight. So you got like 3 days, 3.5 days. Any supplement you get, Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best Spike Protein, Pro Cardiovascular, Ultimate Life Force. We have it all. The best Irish Sea Moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research it for yourself. We have the best at thealexshowstore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. You can buy it once, cancel if you want, but get it first. You have a month to cancel. I know you're going to love it, and then keep it on AutoShip. But bottom line, you get 50% off. Also, if you're a VIP, $30 a month, just like Amazon Prime, you get $40 to spend instantly in the store. Special deals, special sales, special offers just to you, and massive percentages off on everything. So if you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. But right now, at thealexshowstore.com, on top of that, this is what ends Sunday, 25% off on top of all those sales. That makes many of these lost leaders. And then there's all the widest selection of Patriot apparel, T-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, you name it. Wearing Patriot gear out in the public is an incredible adventure. It's like being Donald Trump or Alex Jones or Steve Bannon. Go out and do it. Experience it for yourself and know your focus operation. You have kept us on the air despite all the attacks and Arctic frost that's come out. We're all under attack because the bad guys hate us. But despite all those attacks, we're still here. And InfoWars lives on through the Alex Jones Network and through all of you. So take action right now. The sale goes until Sunday evening at midnight, Central Standard Time. Probably the biggest sale in the history of Bigley. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Have to check out the sales of other big ones. But 50% off on all the supplements and 25% off on top of it. Oh, and it gets more insane. Anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at AlexJonesApp.com. It's free. It's the same shopping cart on your phone or the app on your computer. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bigley to do this. They were a little skeptical. They like to give you good deals, but not this good, because it's lost leader when you use the app, when we have the sales going. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore right now. The sale ends Sunday, thealexshowstore.com. Thanks for being the reason we'll always stay on the air. You are the InfoWar. I'm the InfoWar. We're a family, 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The Heights Public Library today debuting a new children's story hour called Drag Queen Story Time.
My name is Blackberry. I am a bearded drag queen. That means I'm a lady with lots of facial hair.
I'm actually going to be one of the drag queens reading for Drag Queen Story Time.
Drag Queen Story Time.
And we have to warn you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got young or impressionable children in your household, bring them to the screen right now.
And we witnessed parents taking their children as young as two inside to take part.
Talking, singing, and reading.
We can both be grooms.
To an audience of preschoolers, toddlers, and their caregivers. Amazing.
The hips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish.
Turn around. And shake your butt. Shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them.
It was a first for this branch of the public library, too.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
This is a massive victory, not just for the people of Texas or America, but for the people of the world. Several years ago, the Texas legislature passed a law and said that obscenity laws that apply to topless bars, you name it, that you can't have adults unclothing in front of people under 18, applies to public schools, private schools, libraries.
and that drag queen story time, where in many cases they actually take their tops off, even their pants off, they cover their genitals, the men that say they're women, with glitter. We got footage of this at a major hotel event a few years ago in Austin, as you can see on screen right here, where children are sticking money in the G-strings of these people. This is insane. This isn't censorship of adults. You can't sell children Jack Daniels and vodka when they're five. They can't sign up for the military. So you certainly cannot induct them into this pedophilic sexualization cult. It's being funded by BlackRock, not just in the U.S., but in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Canada. And there's a huge awakening to men and women sports, and a massive awakening to men invading women's spaces, their locker rooms, their dressing rooms. But despite the backlash, it's still going on. Recently, a well-known singer-songwriter went into a Gold's Gym, and there was a man naked in the showers. She complained she was kicked out. So we're winning hearts and minds. We haven't turned the tide completely, but we do have the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upholding the Texas state law against this. This just came out today. This is a big deal. It is ordered and adjudicated that the judgment of the district court is vacated and the cause is remanded to the district court of further proceedings in accordance with the opinion of the court. It is further ordered that each party bear its own cost of appeal. The judgment of the mandate of this court shall issue 7 days of the time. The filed petition of rehearing expires 7 days after. And it just goes in to explain the full order that the law is upheld. So that is a really, really good thing. We have to continue to fight and just think about how insane this is, that they're teaching in public schools and private schools that there are no X or Y chromosomes, that men can have babies. This is transhumanism. This is the globalist death cult. This is a satanic movement. But we still have children by the hundreds of thousands being castrated and chemically sterilized, not just here, but all over Europe. But the UK has banned transgender surgeries under 18. So has the EU. The U.S. should be ashamed of itself, to be the next nation to ban this. So this is an answer to prayer. We're winning major battles, but we have not yet won the war. Thank you so much for watching this report. Now share this good news with everybody you know, and please follow me on X right here at Real Alex Jones. We are truly the tip of the spear, but everything we do is only possible through you, your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of the very best supplements like Ultramethylene Blue and, of course, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, thealexjonesstore.com, that finances this operation and enables us to continue to expose these evils. Thank you so much.
Ma'am, now watch how the groom is done.
I said both of you.
No, you said sir. Once again, it's ma'am.
I actually said both of you guys. It was
general. Right beforehand, you f***ing said sir.
Sir?
Okay. Take it outside. If you want to call me sir again, I will show you a f***ing sir.
I apologize. I apologize, ma'am.
I was so angry at that point because literally five or six times he had called me sir and got me so fuming angry, and I was cussing.
The internet responding to the viral clip with memes like Superman, Aquaman, and Macho Man, Tranny Savage. Tranny is a slang term for transgender that many find offensive and derogatory.
Do you want to touch my hair?
No.
And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation.
That's the whole goal, is to make kids that aren't used to seeing something like me more comfortable to seeing it.
No one's there to push an agenda on anyone. No one's there to persuade people or to recruit people.
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up?
You could be a drag queen superhero.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
They were all accepting. They all were happy about it and excited and giving me hugs and everything.
You know, the woman gets up on her table, spreads her legs. It's a man. This is adult entertainment.
Most people seem to walk away having a good time.
Yeah, start them young, right?
Can
you hear this?
Anyone can do drag.
Start them young.
Everyone can do drag.
Everyone can.
Children. Jesus Christ. I'm all about education. I actually do story time with drag queens in Chicago. Right? Yes, family programming. Love it. Yes.
We have just confirmed that a registered child sex offender has been reading to children at a Houston public library as part of its drag queen story hour.
A media spokesperson for the library confirms one of those drag queens, Tatiana Malanina, is really Alberto Garza, a child sex offender. In 2008, he was convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy.
This is Tatiana Malanina, my sister from Queens of the Week.
What has this world come to? It's come to a world where drag kids actually exist.
And people do ketamine on a couch. Desmond is the world's youngest club kid, and we challenge you, as the people out there, to find a younger club kid. Will they find one?
Mm-mm.
No.
Please welcome Desmond Naples, a.k.a. Desmond is Amazing.
Yeah, have you been to a nightclub?
No.
No? Okay.
Thing, and some people consider it provocative. It's not inappropriate. This used to be a fun house, but now it's full of evil
clowns. Teach the children. Teach the children. Whew, I'm all about education.
And everywhere else, it's called pedophilia. But when it's done institutionally, and they can get away with people dressed up like demon clowns with your children. Pull up Tranny Time in the New York schools. This is put out in the New York Times like it's wonderful. And it's the biggest scary-looking group of weirdo pot-bellied men. Looks like a bunch of Dennis Hastards running around with clown makeup on, just hopping around, rubbing their giant bellies in front of children. And you're like, what alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in?
That's fire there. I mean, if you need a case, you know, you got a friend, well, Jenkins Dream Time's not that big a deal. Well, show them that. Show them that video. Show them that video because it is a big deal. And what that does, it's teaching those kids that dressing up and dancing in front of people is what you do to get money. That's the kind of society we want. We want little kids dancing in front of adults getting money. Yeah. Okay. Okay. It's disgusting. All right. Let's go to, we're going to go to calls now. Dude in Oregon, government talks a big game, but does nothing. I don't even know if they're talking a big game. They just kind of flutter around. I don't know what's going on. Dude, what's your opinion, dude?
Yeah. Hey, Rob, how are you doing, man? Honestly, dude, like I've been, some first term, he was talking about how he's going to lock up Clinton, didn't do anything about it, and, you know, he lost his re-election, now he's back, and he's talking all this stuff, and all I hear is, oh, we found this document, you know, like the Comey files in the burn bag, and yeah. Bonnie's going to do this, and it's just, I've been, the first 6 months, I had my hopes up. I was on fire. I was like, yes, we're getting our country back. And now I feel like it's just in limbo. I mean, I have no expectations. I feel like this country's done, dude.
Well, the country's not done till we all give up. And that's the thing. These people aren't going to save us. I was looking for, I commented on Pam Bondi's tweet where she was saying, we found burn bags with documents in them. Bitch, I don't care about what you found. Go arrest some people. I mean, great. Hey, I bet you have cameras in front of those burn bag rooms. I bet you know who was putting things in there. Oh, but we can't go. Oh, it's like this Jan 6 pipe bomber. Well, it was probably a Capitol Police person. So we can't go after them because, you know, actually what they did was legal because there's a jurisdiction that they're on. So they don't have to disclose that we were running an operation or anything. I don't know how that's going to work, but we'll see. You know, hey, this is the problem. Because they're not doing their job, it's forcing us to do our job. And then they go, well, you guys are putting out all this information. You're going to run the cases. Well, what cases? What cases are we running? I haven't seen any cases. There's one right now. Comey and Letitia James and maybe John Brennan and maybe Bolton. Okay? Four cases. Four cases. It's not even one a month. They had rounded up almost all the J6ers by this time and were doing kangaroo courts and throwing them into jail. And we covered it with Ivan Ranklin. They didn't have to give him any information because it was all at their prerogative. And they were being controlled by Nancy Pelosi, who incidentally quit because of this. So, dude, I don't know what the problem is with these people. But you know what's going to happen is they're not going to be in power much longer if they keep this up. So, Kash Patel, your flights on jets are numbered, man. You better start doing some stuff. Okay. Oh, you're in China. Oh, great. Yeah, that's where we need the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the domestic federal police agency. That's where the head needs to be, in China right now. Yeah. Okay. You see, that's why people call you a cross-eyed faggot, because that's how you act.
These demon rats will remain in power as long as elections are rigged. Nothing has been done about that. And, oh man, I lost my train of thought, but it's just, you know, what more can the American people do aside from violence, which I am not calling for us to rise up with violence.
Yeah, that's
right
not going to help anything. That's just going to embolden the other side. So we can't do violence, but we also can't back down either. You know, you can't back down to these people. You have to maintain your space. We have to call these people out. But honestly, all this stuff that we're worried about on the federal level, a lot of this stuff can be changed on the local level. So you got to get involved locally. Where I was talking about, you kick in the circle. You got to kick the circle. All right. The circle of power, the circle of trust that these criminals have, they all work together and they all watch each other's back. You have to find chinks in that circle. I got a caller wanted to talk about that. I'm going to go to them next. I got to find out where that was. That was down at the bottom. Yeah. Jim in Tennessee. We're going to go to Jim next, guys, in Tennessee. Thanks for calling, dude. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jim in Tennessee. He wants to talk about how to break the circle. Go for it, Jim. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, Rob. Yeah, it all goes back. Actually, that was a good lead into what I was going to say. I mean, we're dealing with a bunch of criminals. This is beyond corruption. These people are vigilantes. I mean, they don't care what the Supreme Court says or anything. It'll be interesting to see what comes out on this pipe bomb. But, you know, they've been killing us. They've been lawfaring us and everything else. And the only way you deal with a bunch of vigilantes like that is with vigilante justice. And like you said, you don't back down. I think one thing that people should do is start forming their own local militias. That way you've got your friends, your family, and you're ready to stand up to them. Because if the Democrats do get back in power, you think 400 was a big number, you're going to be talking thousands of people they're coming after.
Yeah.
Because that's the way they are. They're vicious. So,
and they don't care.
We got to get ahead of the game, like Ivan was saying.
Right.
And we got to be together as local militias, get ready to start kicking the circle.
There you go. And work on what's going on in your neighborhood. Work on what's going on in your town. Work on what's going on in your county. You know, it's good to keep your eye on these big events. But, you know, I've sent this to the writers to look at, but we've got a case where a guy got arrested for posting a meme on Facebook. And it's from they say it's a well-known satirical account. They've been posting stuff forever. We're going to have the guy, but this one guy got a third degree felony arrest for posting a meme. And this is in Texas. This isn't in Massachusetts. You know, it's in Texas. That's where this stuff's happening. So it's everywhere. It's endemic. These people in power don't think they're beholden to us. They think they're our masters. They think they're our overlords, and they're not.
That's right.
So how do we kick the circle? How do we break it?
It's we the people.
Yeah. So we're going to form militias and stand together and have our comms ready and have our units ready and make sure, you know, you don't get infiltrated by a bunch of feds. Because you'll know the feds because they're the ones who are like, oh, we should go blow up a bridge or we should go attack somebody. No, that's not what it's for, defense.
But when they start their civil war, which is what they want, as Raskin said, that's when it's time to fight back. And no one's off limits. It doesn't matter whether they're a DA, the AG, like the corrupt people in Virginia, or anybody. If they're an enemy, they're an enemy.
Here we got an article. It came out today. Exclusive Texas Good Old Boys Club versus First Amendment. I think the guy's name is Kyle Crottinger. Arrested over meme. Third degree felony right there. Veteran. Arrested over a meme. That's what our country's doing now. That's what's going on.
Thing is to stay off of the social media.
Yeah. It does, you know, it whips you up, but what else does it do? You know, I like the information that comes out on it, but, you know, you can get bogged down in arguing with people, and it's not very productive.
A lot of times it's better to just sit and listen than it is to do the talking, you know?
Well, you sound like you got a little wisdom there, Jim.
Well, thank you. I've been around a long time. I'm an old man. I've been through Vietnam, so I've seen my share of it for sure.
Well, thank you for your service. Appreciate your call. Start setting up militias in your area. Get together with veterans groups instead of, you know, hanging out at the VA. Just get together and go, look, these are our point. This is where, these are our defensive areas. This is what we're going to do. This is what we do if there's a disaster. Cause a lot of this stuff, for, you know, a militia defense can also be reprogrammed into a disaster scenario. Cause we had all that stuff going on in the Smoky Mountains. So all this stuff can be repurposed. It's not necessarily just for, you know, walking around with guns. It's to set up lines of communication to, so this is what we do when this happens. This is where we're going to go when this happens. This is where we're going to get the supplies when this happens. So there's a lot to be done instead of watching football. All right. Let's go to Tim. Thanks for your call, Jim. Let's go to Tim in Washington. Wants to talk about, it's hard to read these. Something about Gates, needs to be arrested. Yeah. Gates and Fauci. Okay. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
I'm good.
It's an interesting. Well, everybody's talking about what do we do? I would think that instead of, well, you could join the militias and stuff, but we're still, you could definitely annoy your enemies by protesting them in ways that they can't avoid. That's not like the left, that can be used as examples for others. Because if you want to build community in this time where all of these elitists are building up their institutions to attack us, little by little, we could attack them peacefully, legally, little by little too. But also, Trump's road to redemption for me would be for Fauci and Gates. If the auto pen pardons are null and void, then there's no reason for him to distance himself and remove Fauci from the equation. He should arrest Fauci. He should have that stuff done because everybody is, it's his pandering to the shot that is basically taking his credibility.
Yep.
And the worse and worse and worse and worse it gets, he'll never climb out of that hole until Fauci and Gates are held accountable for the COVID crimes. And if he does that, then he can have his legacy as being the greatest president in the United States history. But until that happens, I can't and I won't. And I think a lot of people are on that too.
And we know Trump knows it's bad. We know Trump, you know, somebody leaked the call with Kennedy. His son, right. I think, leaked his call with the president. The president knows that people were harmed by that shot. So there's a reason he doesn't want to come out fully and say it, because I think he thinks he's going to get blamed, but nobody's going to blame him. Trump's not a doctor. He was blindsided by this thing. Interestingly, though, I put out a report in January of 2020, and maybe we'll locate that during the break coming up and see if we can play it. It's in my it's on my Bandai video page. January of 2020, talking about it was, but at that time we were calling it coronavirus, but I talked about, oh, you know, they're going to want you to take a shot, And then look what happens when they put in these shots. And I talk about the cancer viruses that they found in shots. Oh, it happens to be SV40. And then lo and behold, what do we find years later? Oh, we're analyzing these SV40. People are getting turbo cancer. Oh, the shots don't work. Like, I didn't predict that it was going to be heart problems and spike proteins and all that, because that nobody was even talking about that at the time. I was just looking at it from a distance going, this is what the government does. They create this thing. Then they bring out the savior, like the swine flu shot, which then hurts a bunch of people because it's not tested right and it's not produced right. And, you know, so in some ways I'm like, well, Trump is at fault because he should know this stuff. That's another one. No. That was after I almost died from COVID because I didn't take the shot. But good doctor in Odessa, Texas, Dr. Bartlett, saved my ass. That was good times. I'll find it during the break. I'll show it to you. Scroll back all the way to the beginning. It's in January of 2020. That was like 2021 or something like that. Anyway, Tim, you got anything else to add before we go?
Yeah, I do. You know, there's a lot of things to add, you know, and one thing I'd like to add for the right-wing edgelords is that maybe you factor in this scientific technocracy that is uploading everybody with nanobots. And when Larry Fink is telling everybody in the world that they're forcing behaviors, you should probably factor that in. Maybe be a little bit more sophisticated in your arguments, because they hope that you're just low IQ, going for the low-hanging fruit, right? They don't care about that, right? What they're doing is they're uploading nanobots and stuff like that to everybody for the Internet of Bodies. What we have to do as Americans, as Christians, is factor that in and make a better decision other than just being filled with identity politics and just this resentment towards one another. And we have to be the shining, you know, we have to be the examples. And if it's a sign of weakness to you to be strong in this moment, maybe you should reevaluate this, because we have to be examples or barbarians. Which one? I'd prefer to be the example versus the barbarian.
I agree.
God bless everybody.
Yeah, I'm with you. That was great. Thank you, Tim. Let's go to Willie in California. Wants to outlaw dual citizenship. I'm all for it for elected office. Any elected office, state, local. If you have dual citizenship, you can't run. Go somewhere else. That's how I feel. But go ahead, Willie.
Absolutely. Yeah, Rob. Great interview with Ivan. And yes, I would have to say that the law enforcement has definitely become an oxymoron these days. For government officials, we should outlaw dual citizenship and put real consequences on breaking the oath of office. It's like these federal and local officials having to swear an oath of office is totally meaningless and is certainly unadhered to. Even doctors are supposed to do no harm and give informed consent, but following government protocol takes priority always over treating individuals. And I think you're familiar with Todd Callender, a great constitutional attorney. He reported a couple of years ago, he's caught many politicians not having officially signed legal oath of office.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Hey, Willie, I'll let you finish on the other side. Stand by. You're watching The War Room. We're going in to the third hour.
Quick, I just wanted to plug the Methylene Blue. I'm a new supplement buyer from Alex Jones store, and I keep hearing people talking about the Methylene Blue, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what the hype is all about, but I definitely want to try it. And what I noticed is I didn't get the sensation that a lot of the other people said that they got, you know, like the tingling fingers and like this, you know, euphoria. But I do have an ample amount of energy, and I'm disabled, so I'm a housewife, and whenever you're at home day in and day out, 7 days a week, it really tends to drag after some time. And there were things that I wasn't doing around the house that I should have. But now I'm getting things done like really quick. I have all this extra time on my hands now. And I really think it's the Methylene Blue that's been giving me the energy. And it's so funny because now like my silly husband's calling me a meth head, which is hilarious. But yeah, so I'm going to stick on that. And I actually have some bovine coming in today, so I can't wait to try that out. I'm also going to give that to my dog because, you know, it's a lot of help too. And I brought online that's really good for your dog if you give them, like, a small little amount of the food. So I'm going to do that. But, yeah, I just thought I would tell you guys about my experiences so far. So,
well, Jen, thank you. That's amazing to hear, and we love to hear that, honestly. I mean, that's the reason why Alex has created the shop, so people can get – you know, get healthier, not be relying on big pharmaceutical companies, but instead take control of their health. So that's good to hear. You know, I fluctuated weight-wise too. And so finding something that works is really important. And not to get hooked on those, like, high caffeine, insane chemicals, energy drinks, which so much of us have relied on over the years. I literally was getting anxiety from one of them. And so I too am on the blue these days. So I guess your husband would call me a meth head, but, it's good to hear from you, Jen. I love it. I think it's great. And I love to hear from you as well.
To the war room. We have started the third hour. What do y'all keep flashing up there? Oh. Thank you for coming to 7-Eleven. Can I cover up a crime for you? I smother it in butter and jelly sauce. All right, let's go to Willie in California. Wants to finish up about his outlawing of dual citizenship. Go ahead, Willie. Thanks for holding for that 1 minute break.
Yeah. Hey, Rob. Yeah. I was just saying Todd Callender, the constitutional attorney, reported he's caught many politicians. I can remember back a couple of years ago, he told us this, not having officially signed legal oaths of office on file, and many dual citizens as well. They should really be withdrawn from office if they're refusing to file their notarized oath or pledge loyalty to any other foreign countries, especially.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, you shouldn't even be allowed to get on the ballot, for one, if you're the dual citizenship. But then this thing where they're not signing those papers, and then, but, you know, why isn't the sheriff going and saying, hey, we got to remove you from office? Nobody ever gets removed from office for doing this. But you guarantee if there was a Republican out there, or like a good populist candidate that didn't sign their oath of office or didn't take their oath of office, oh, you know, they'd be removed in, like that. Boom. All gone. We can't have people not putting their oath of office in. There'd be MSNBC talking about it for days. No, but the Demtards are allowed to get away with whatever they want. Thanks for calling, Willie. Let's go to Bart in Texas. Has a question for me. Go ahead, Bart.
Yeah, it's Mark, but that's all right. Just don't call me late for dinner.
All right, Mark.
Your previous guest there, Yvonne Ricklin, that's pretty good. I like seeing that kind of stuff. That's kind of like old InfoWars. The thing that I've got a question about, I listened to Jonesy and talking about how they're going to fix the world after the
Yeah.
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 No, actually, Mike Adams.
Oh, Mike Adams, okay.
Yeah, and the problem is I hear him quoting stuff that sounds like it's right out of what was going on back before God decided to send everybody out into the world at Babel. And so really what it boils down to is when was your fear of God moment?
It was sometime in July of 2021. I was in a hotel room and I thought I was going to die I got a pretty bad case of COVID. And I thought it was allergies for about 4 days, and then finally I couldn't get out of bed. I literally had to crawl into the bathroom to go to the bathroom. And I started having that, oh my God, this could be it. And I started trying to figure out, like, you know, I got to record something. I was recording a bunch of video at the time. Like, so if I died, there would be something on there about, you know, what I was going through. But that kind of coming out of that really focused and changed me more than I think anything other than having children, in terms of like really focusing to get on the right step, you know, to lead a better life, essentially.
Well, that's cool. So I guess the big question is did you fix that with ivermectin and all the stuff that Fauci and the dirtbags were saying you shouldn't take take my Remdesivir and all that kind of garbage?
1,000%. Ivermectin, yeah, butacidine, doxycycline, zinc, vitamin C, curcumin, which is turmeric, bromelain. I took a lot of stuff. BPC-157. It's a peptide. That stuff works wonders. It's expensive, though, but it works. I did IVs. I did all kind of stuff, and I'm back, baby. Like 20 miles yesterday, 15 miles today. Boom.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
This aggression will not stand, man. Rob Dew's here to sort it all out, war room style.
We've entered into the final hour, the final two segments of the War Room. We've got loaded phone lines. I've got a few videos I want to play. I think I'd like to play this first. This is a good example of not backing down and not, because that's what these people like to do. They try to make you feel bad for, you know, not wanting drag queens to be touching your children. You know, they'll try to make you feel bad about that. And you can't. You just say, no, no. You don't have to get mad. You don't have to get angry. You don't have to cuss. You're just like, no, that's disgusting. That's evil. We're not going to have that in our community anymore. So this is Sydney Sweeney yesterday refusing to apologize for her American Eagle jeans ad, where she goes, I have good jeans. I mean, and the little witch creature from, was from GQ trying to get her, like, you need to apologize. You feel bad about that? That's all these people want to do. They want to get you to say, I'm sorry, and you don't do it. Don't ever apologize. Don't ever apologize to these people. Here's the clip, clip number four.
I'm literally in jeans and a t-shirt like every day of my life.
Jeans are uncontroversial. Jeans are awesome.
Yeah, I like your jeans.
You look great in your jeans. I think I know how you're going to answer this, but I'm going to ask anyway. I mean, the president tweeted about the jeans ad, or Truth Social about the jeans ad, and that just seems to me like a very crazy moment for anyone, and I wondered what that was like.
It was surreal.
It was surreal.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be totally human. I would probably feel like thankful that somebody had my back in public. You know, and conveniently, some very powerful people had my back in public. And I wondered if you felt that way.
I don't think that, it's not that that feeling didn't, I didn't have that feeling, but I wasn't thinking of it like that, or like of any of it. I kind of just put my phone away. I was filming every day. I'm filming Euphoria, so I'm working like 16-hour days, and I don't really bring my phone on set, so I work, and then I go home, and I go to sleep. So I didn't really see a lot of it.
You've made a really good case for keeping your thoughts and your life separate from that work. But the risk is that, you know, there's a chance that somebody will get some idea about what you think about certain issues, mm-hmm. and feel like I don't want to see Christy because of that. Like, do you worry about that?
No. No.
the criticism of the content, which was basically that maybe specifically in this political climate, like, white people shouldn't joke about genetic superiority. Like, that was kind of like the criticism, broadly mm-hmm. speaking. And since you are talking about this, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about that specifically.
I think that when I have an issue that I want to speak about, people will hear.
Oh my God. Well, I was trying to, you know, just standing your ground. She didn't get all angry and yelling at this leftist witch who's trying to get her to, enter a struggle session and repent. You have to repent for your ideas because we don't like them. You're not tolerant enough. And she stood her ground. That's all you need to do. Stand your ground. That's it. All right, let's go to Bart is still there. Bart, did you have another question for me or?
No, frankly, I'm in a flat scissors with your BFM or your board Nazis on discussion topics, but that's fine because the biggest thing I had then is that if you would show something like all those pederasts, because I sent you a Funk and Wagnalls that explains the difference between pedophile and pederast and pedorast.
Okay.
Don't you think you ought to show Silent Scream on there? I just searched it up on YouTube. It's still there. You got to find it. But why don't you play that for everybody and see if they can't figure out when their own come to Jesus moment was. Because we're...
Yeah. When was your come to Jesus moment? When did yours happen?
Mine was pretty much when they told me to take the shot, and I wrote that letter that I sent to you guys, and I think somebody read it in one of those care packages.
Oh, okay.
That's when I figured out that people that imagine themselves wise and then listen to fools who call themselves scientists pretty much are in that circle that you're kicking. And the point is that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So however he brings you back, he's determined your days.
Sure.
And you've got that much time to repent and get it right because God is pro-choice.
And I tell you what, I had a friend who got sick in March of that year, and she was in the hospital for 2 weeks, went out of the hospital, got sick again, went back in, and they put her on an intubator and killed her. That ventilator machine. And, I was sending her information, you know, sometimes, you know, you can only warn so many people. I had friends of mine who were like, oh yeah, I took the vaccine. I'm like, why didn't you call me first? Just see what the weirdo had to say. You know, maybe I could have told you something. I don't know. Maybe not, but people took it for different reasons. I feel bad for them. Now I try to help people detox themselves from spike protein. And I've helped a couple people, you know, just telling them what I did. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm not diagnosing anybody. I'm just saying, this is what I did. You should try what I did. See what happens. Do you see it? Tell me how you feel. Here, I'll give you some stuff. Check it out. Try it. Cause I'm for, you know, showing people that they can heal themselves. Not that they have to go to a doctor and get a prescription drug. They can heal themselves with just a little bit of research and a little bit of experimentation. You know, you can do it. Thanks for calling, Bart. Let's go to Dean in Ohio. Wants to talk about Obamacare, Medicare. Go ahead, Dean.
Great show tonight. I just recently turned 65 and got on. You're forced to take Medicare, right?
Right.
And the Affordable Cares Act, right? Remember when it first came out, there was a doctor and he read it and he said that they were going to be able to come into your house and do assessments and this. Well, they're implementing it because since I've been on it, they've called me like three times and one guy even got aggressive and said, well, we're trying to pay $75 to do it. I get these calls and letters all the time. We'll pay you $40 to go do this. They're after your data, yeah. But it all ties in. I told people, I didn't listen to Alex Jones when the pandemic happened. And I told my entire family, I told people, my neighbors, I said, do not take a shot. You got to be kidding me. Well, anyway, my sister's dead, two of them. My friend, neighbor, he's getting ready to die. It's their implementation of it. They've implemented it. You know, they're like wanting to force their way into our houses now.
Yeah, that's what it all, you give up these rights when you accept their free stuff. You give up your rights, and that's the crazy thing about it. Now, I'm going to go to this. This is a video I put out in 2020, and I didn't have the government plan in front of me, but I saw what was happening and how they were using it. So there it is. Is coronavirus a man-made depopulation weapon? Uploaded January 22nd of 2020. And back then it was in China. They weren't even calling it COVID-19. It was coronavirus. Coronavirus. Who was that? Cardi B said it like that. That's something that'll haunt me for the rest of my life. Coronavirus. Anyway, I'm just going over the numbers, and then I go into just a little more just analysis of what I'm seeing around me and what they've done in the past. And that's all I do. I just look at what they've done in the past and look at what they're trying to do now and then see how it relates. So we're going to go to this little report, and then we'll come back to more of your calls. Rob Dew here reporting for Infowars.com. There have been some updates in the coronavirus, and I want to make everyone aware of them. Right now, there's about 17 deaths associated with the virus, and over 400 people have been infected with the disease in the Wuhan province, what they're calling now is the Wuhan coronavirus. It is a type of bronchial infection that's related to SARS and also MERS. These are also forms of the coronavirus. But did you know this? Did you know that there is a patent for the coronavirus? That's right. The Perbright Institute owns the patent to the coronavirus. I'm going to tell you the patent number right now. It is 10130701, and it was invented by Erica Bickerson, Sarah Keep, and Paul Britton. They filed for the patent in July 23rd, 2015, and the patent was granted November 20th, 2018. Now, why is that important? Well, a lot of companies that develop vaccines must first patent the virus. Did you know the Ebola virus is patented now by the CDC? They own the patent to the literal Ebola virus. So we have these companies making vaccines, but first they have to patent these viruses. And why are they doing that? Well, a lot of people say it's because of depopulation. In fact, it was Prince Philip who once said he wanted to be reincarnated as a virus to come back and help kill off most of the population. Because in his effect, humans are bad for the earth. As you see, the society we've created here, we're bad for the earth and therefore need to be eliminated. That's why you also see groups like Extinction Rebellion and others touting global warming. Because that is a way to control human development and human growth. What do humans exhale? Carbon dioxide. What is the bad element? Carbon dioxide. So they have to get rid of that, and one way to do it is by getting rid of humans and human development. Getting back to the coronavirus, the area of Wuhan where this virus originated has now gone on full quarantine. People are not allowed to leave or enter the city, and they've stopped all public transportation. But is it possible, since this virus is patented and they are making a vaccine for it, that this is a man-made problem? I take you back to the SV40 virus. Never heard of it? It was named for simian virus 40, which was found in the polio shot, and it gave hundreds of millions of people here in the United States cancer. In fact, you can find videos of one Dr. Heinemann talking about the SV40 virus and how they were testing it on the Russians and how they knew it was going to give them cancerous tumors.
Gee, that damn SV40. I mean, that damn vacuolating agent that we have. I'm going to just pick that particular one. Mm-hmm. That virus has got to be in vaccines, and it's got to be in Sabin's vaccine, so I quickly tested it. Sure enough, it was in there. And
I'll be damned.
So now, so I go ahead and...
So you just took stocks of Sabin's vaccine off the shelf here at Merck?
Yeah, well, it had not been made at Merck. It was made at Merck.
You were making it for Sabin at this point?
Yeah, it was made before I came.
Yeah, but at this point, Sabin is still just doing these massive field trials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In Russia and so forth. So I go down, I talked about the detection of non-tech virus. Now, I told Albert...
But at this point, Sabin is still just doing these massive field trials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In Russia and so forth. So I go down... I talked about the detection of non-tech virus. Now, I told Albert, I said, listen, Albert, I said, you know, you and I are good friends. But I said, I'm gonna go down there and you're gonna get upset. But I'm gonna talk about a virus that's in your vaccine. Now, you're gonna get rid of the virus. Don't worry about it. You're gonna get rid of it. But, so of course, Elder was very upset with me.
What did he say?
Well, he said basically that this is just another obfuscation that is going to upset vaccines. And I said, well, you know, you're absolutely right. But I said, we have a new era here. We have a new era of a detection. And the important thing is to get rid of these viruses.
Why would he call it an obfuscation if it was a virus that was contaminating
vaccines? Well, no, because, there are 40 different viruses in these vaccines anyway that we were inactivating. And,
but you weren't activating the pills, though.
That's correct. No, that's right. But yellow fever vaccine had leukemia virus in it. And, you know, this is in the days of very crude science. So anyway, I went down and talked to him. And I said, well, why are you concerned about it? I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, I have a feeling in my bones that this virus is different. I don't know why to tell you this, but I've been around biology a long time. I just think this virus may have some long-term effects. Mm-hmm. And he said, what? I said, oh, cancer.
I love it. Go ahead.
No. I said, Albert, I said, you probably think I'm nuts, but I just have that feeling. Well, in the meantime, we had taken this virus and put it into hamsters.
Uh-huh.
So we had this meeting, and that was sort of the topic of the day, and the jokes that were going around was, gee, we would win the Olympics because the Russians would all be loaded down with tumors. This is where the vaccine was being tested. This was interesting.
So can we trust the elites to really keep us safe? As you can see, the Capitol's over to my left, and right now they're trying to invent charges and persecutions against President Trump. Over here to my right, the Black History Museum, where you can go find actual documentation about the Tuskegee experiment, where individuals in our government injected young black men with syphilis to see how it would spread. Those are the kind of people that are in our government. So when I see things like the coronavirus popping up and I see patents being filed and vaccines being made, I tend to think it's a man-made problem. This is Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com.
You know, and all I did was look at the past and look at what's going on and go, that's why I didn't take the shot. Because I don't trust these MFers. I don't trust them one bit. So you can go. That's in the special reports channel. I didn't even have my own channel then. You can go grab that and, you know, download it because someday Bandai Video may not be around. And, you know, back in January 22nd of 2020, I'm telling you, they create these viruses, then they create the vaccines. Oh, and lo and behold, they put cancer viruses in the vaccine. Don't worry, though. I'm sure it's safe. All right, let's go to Michael in Ohio. Has a three-step plan to end corruption. We got 6 minutes, so I hope you can get it all done in 6 minutes. Go ahead.
I'm going to do my best, Rob. You're bringing good energy tonight, man. I like it. I wish you hosted the War Room and Harrison was back on the American Journal, but hey, we're going to take what we get. So I like that every caller led into my call. They all talked about right to protest, the Second Amendment right to join the militia. You know, all of them were talking about standing up against corruption. So here's my three-step plan. One, we have got to equip ourselves with our constitutional rights, understand the function of our government, the framework, and learn the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Now, once you learn it, you have to start applying it, knowing it's not enough. You have to push this message to law enforcement officers, to the court system.
They call that invoking your rights. You invoke your rights.
Exactly. And once you learn to invoke your rights, you're going to want to start going a little further. You're going to want to start trying to be your own lawyer. You're going to want to look into case law. And if you're interested in this, if you follow me, at Gonna Getcha, that's GONAGECHA on X, I've posted an AI tool that a gentleman I know in Vermont built, and he's used this to win several traffic cases. And
basically what this AI tool does is it researches all available case law, Supreme Court, to the state, to everything. And I actually ran it through asking, you know, hey, what could Alex Jones' legal team have done differently? And it printed out like a 50-page plan on how he could have filed for different motions. You know, there are several Supreme Court case laws that quotes things like that. I won't go into it. If you want to contact me, I'd be more than happy to show it to you. But so we start applying these because once 10% of the people in the courts start expressing their rights and taking this themselves to court, the court system is going to fail. They're going to go bankrupt. They cannot afford jury trials. They cannot afford any of that. My second step to the ending corruption, and this is important, and this is going to take Congress's, you know, willingness to do this, unfortunately, but we need to make an amendment to the Constitution that will only allow, in my opinion, sixth-generation Americans to run for any elected office. I'm talking dog catcher even. You have got to have been – your family has to have been here for six generations. If they want to set it up somehow to where, like, serving in the military for a couple generations saves some time off, whatever, but by then you're Americanized. You know, you've fallen into the American pattern. You've adapted. You're not worried about your home country. Three, we need to also pass another amendment where we get rid of this oath of office. The oath of office is junk. They need to sign a binding contract when they get in office, and I'm talking clear down to dog catcher again. If they violate your constitutional rights and are found guilty thereof by a grand jury, which I'll lead into this in a second, they forfeit their life. And the contract, it says, you will be hung by the neck until dead in the Capitol Square. And I guarantee you politicians are going to change their whole attitude real quick. Now, when it comes to the grand jury and the jury that will find these people guilty, we have to have a constitutional test. You have to be, and I think this should be like even for a registered voter, you should have to pass a basic civics test or something in order to say, okay, I understand government. I understand this framework. I understand my rights. I understand what they shouldn't do. Now I'm going to find the best candidate. But those jurors would be selected out of a pool of people who have been, you know, established to know the Constitution and can perform a grand jury task or a jury task. And the AI tool that my friend created, it's called Lawful Liberator, and I shared it on my X. It's free to use. You do have to get what's called like an API key. And I think it cost, I don't know, I had to put $5 on it. But, like, I asked it a ton of questions, and it cost me 27 cents. So it's a very amazing tool. But I just want to get that out there to people. If you guys could share it on X and, you know, to spread the word, we really need to equip ourselves with the ability to defend ourselves and teach future generations. That's what they need to do. We've gotten lazy, and we've gotten lax.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, we showed your X account up there. I just followed you. Rob just followed you in the back as well.
Nice. Heck yeah.
So yeah, man, I'll check out that tool. Incidentally enough, I have 18 months ago, I got caught in a speed trap and I've been fighting it. And, you know, I put out like a 10 list of discovery items I wanted, and they've yet to give me anything. They came back with some, you know, deal where, oh, you pay $200 and it'll all go away. No, I want to see the video that you have, you know? Okay. Well, our offer's withdrawn. Good. Withdraw your offer. I don't care about your offer. Show me the video I asked for. That's what I want to see. I want to see your evidence against me. And you have to hold these people, because they want to try to make it, oh, we'll just charge him just enough to where he'll go, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You know what? It's worth it. I'm sick and tired of playing with these people. It's ridiculous. It's all evil revenue generation, in my opinion. So thanks for your call. We'll be right back after this. I got some breaking news about grand jury subpoenas with John Brennan and others. We'll be right back to talk about it. You're watching The War Room.
You are the reason InfoWars existed. You're the reason we've had so much success. You're the reason the globals hate our guts. I couldn't have done any of this without you. And now We're so close to being shut down. We fought so hard. We never gave up. We never backed down. But they have the state receiver appointed. He was here today. He can shut us down any time. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of November 6th, Thursday, November 6th, 2025. And you have until this Sunday, just 3 days, to take advantage of the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com, which I don't own, but finances the new network and keeps InfoWars on the air so the bad guys can't shut it down. You get great products, the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, collectible knives, and so much more, and you keep this operation on air one way or another. I am the InfoWar. My crew is the InfoWar. The caller, the guest. All of us are the InfoWar. They're not going to shut us down. We're not giving up. The fact that they've come after us so hard is a testament to how far we've come against them, and they know they can't continue to operate. They're going to lose if they don't shut us down. So be the reason we stay on the air. Huge sale, 25% off store-wide on top of huge sales, 50% off with things like ultramethylene blue and more. It ends this Sunday. Take advantage of it right now at thealexjonesstore.com, and I salute all of you and thank you for being at the heart of this fight. You are the spirit of 1776 worldwide. You are the resistance.
The truth is just a tap away. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Alex Jones app, available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Stream the latest shows, stay up to date with breaking news, and support free speech with every click. Grab your t-shirts, hats, supplements, and more, all inside the app. Don't wait. Download the Alex Jones app today and join the fight for freedom.
There is a white supremacy problem. And it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because what color I am. I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carbo and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that, but not according to the left. They are just whole hog, let's get it on. And so, you know my view, I think it's your view, not out starting fights, not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep. And you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you. And this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Getting some breaking news. This is from Fox News, just dropped 525. Grand jury subpoenas John Brennan, Peter Stroke, and Lisa Page in Trump Russia probe. So we're finally getting a little action. Is it too little too late? We talked with Ivan Ranklin earlier, said there's about 60 days before the CIA agent, Peck Angel, becomes governor of Virginia. Inserted in there. the non-murderer disavower, or the murderer non-disavower. She would not disavow murder. Federal grand jury subpoena former CIA director John Brennan, former FBI officials Peter Stroke and Lisa Page, among others, as part of the Justice Department's investigation into the origins of the Trump-Russia probe. And I feel like this is Groundhog Day again, because didn't we have a special counsel investigation that didn't do anything? John Durham, it was like, oh, Durham's going to do something. We got Durham. We got the Durham report. And it was nothing. It was weak, weak sauce, as we say. They were served subpoenas on Friday. So up to 30 subpoenas will be issued in the coming days related to this investigation. The grand jury's out of Southern District of Florida, which is a good sign. And Jason Redding Quinones is supervising the probe. So that's a good sign. So we're going to start putting these people, putting their thumbs to the screws. Let's go to this clip, 18 from CBS, DOJ investigating Mariel Bowser for corruption. So things are starting to heat up. Here's that clip.
We're following some breaking news in D.C. right now. The Justice Department is said to be investigating D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser for corruption. That's according to the New York Times. Now, the investigation reportedly focuses on the mayor's 2023 trip to Dubai for a United Nations conference. Sources close to the investigation say there are questions about who may have paid for the trip. The mayor's office says the district has not been notified of any investigation. They gave us a statement saying, quote, this was a business trip. D.C. representatives regularly travel to promote Washington as a destination for investment and growth. All proper paperwork for this standard donation is on file. We've reached out to the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. for a comment.
Well, it'll either be a nothing burger or they were hiding something. Maybe they got somebody to talk. Let's go to, let's see, who's been holding the longest? Jay in FEMA Region 10 has been holding the longest. Why does everything seem connected? Because it is, but that's my, I'm sure you got more of a question than that. Go ahead, Jay. Thanks for calling.
Yes, indeed. No, that's sort of where I'm going with. But first, get some business out of the way. I'm a listener for a while, and I've been an active VIP club member since January or so, and recently became a platinum VIP by subscribing now. Finally, tried the Shilajit and the CMOS, actually got the gummies when they had the buy one, get one last month, and adding that to the methylene blue and the daily regimen of Optimal Human, the superfood. The greens powder,
yeah.
I tell you, it has really just sort of supercharged, you know, life in general. And also, I noticed after adding in the methylene blue, my vision got better a little bit. I was noticing like the beginning stages of what could be considered maybe glaucoma, and that's pretty much taken care of itself. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, that's anecdotal, and I certainly can't say that that's what everybody else is going to have, but I've had quite the measure of success with the Alex Jones Store supplements. Very excited to be subscribed for the red, and I want to see what happens when you get to go purple.
Yeah, and so let's just look at some economics of this. How much do you think you're spending per month on Alex Jones products?
I know exactly how much I'm spending on Alex Jones products. Right now, it's about $130 a month.
So $130
that's
a month.
For four that's four supplements, the methylene blue, red, and I went ahead and subscribed to the Shilajit and the CMOS caps.
And you're feeling a better quality of life from what you're saying, and you're saying your vision's gotten better from that. So, I mean, does that sound like something that's worth it to you?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, like, and the thing of it is that with a lot of it, I mean, like, the focus has gotten better, clarity, you know, all those things, too, certainly. And, again, that's why I'm kind of excited to see what the red will do. Yeah, absolutely worth it. And even if it didn't work, I mean, like, knowing that it goes toward, you know, fund the InfoWar and put these slimy degenerates back under the rock from which they crawled out from under, or at least doing our best to do so.
Yeah, put a spotlight on them. Totally, totally. That's, you know, that's what it's all about, because nobody else is doing it. You watch the mainstream media, they're talking about, you know, why the shutdown is important, but they'll just sit and talk about the shutdown all day and these other little micro problems that aren't even really problems. And, you know, not looking at, like, just having Ivan Ranklin on today was like a master class and, like, you know, the past 5 years of the deep state ops right there. And how they're using different parts of the law to circumvent accountability.
Yes. The only thing that I would add with the previous callers, to kind of piggyback off of that, like, the importance, it cannot be stressed enough for making a difference within the community that you already live in. Yes, indeed, national politics is important. I'm not trying to downplay what y'all do with, you know, giving us the news on, you know, the national and international stage and stuff. That's critical. But while that stuff is, in fact, important, the things that are happening in our own backyard are 10,000 times more important because they impact us to a much greater degree of, you know, intensity than the national stuff does.
Yeah.
Now, of course, there's the...
And that's how they implement, let me interrupt you 1 second. That's how they implement those national directives, like Agenda 2030 is being done through the county commissioners. The fluoride watering plan is done locally. It's instituted locally, but it's from a national plan. So they kind of go hand in hand, but you can stop it at your local source. There's a group of students down in San Marcos that got fluoride out of the water there because they just kept bitching about it and they wouldn't stop. And that's how you have to do. You have to just annoy these people till they want you out of their hair and they're going to do what you want. That's what you have to do.
Yes, indeed. Also, I've noticed there's a lot less fake clouds in the sky here recently. And I remember John's had a report on it earlier this week and kind of pointing it out. And I've been mentioning it that I've noticed fewer days with fake clouds. And I'm literally in a suburb of Portland, so I'm on that side of the world, and you'd think you'd, you know, have all the globalists every day, all the time. And it has been bad out here. But in the past, like, I'd say 3 weeks or so, a lot less fake clouds. And as a result, I've been able to breathe a whole heck of a lot better, which I'm always looking for the sunny side.
And who doesn't want to breathe
nowadays? Yeah, sure enough. Go figure.
Jay, thanks for the support. Appreciate it. Take care of us out there in FEMA Region 10. I got Daryl coming up in North Carolina. I was talking about how he's seen more chemtrails, but I don't want to go to him yet. I want to go to James in New Hampshire because he was waiting the next longest. And so let's go to James. Daryl, you hang tight. I'm going to go to you in a couple more callers. Go ahead, James, from New Hampshire.
Oh, holy shit, dude.
Yep, don't drop Rob, another one or we have to cut you off.
No, I like you, Rob. I love you.
Yeah.
But, dude, listening to your Southerners, I was going to talk about something else, but listening to these, oh, no, I'm here, and oh, my God, and you guys did everything for me, and I didn't. Like, you guys sound like you're retarded.
Oh, we do? Okay. Tell us how we're not going to be retarded. Where are you from, New Hampshire? Tell us how unretarded is New Hampshire.
No, I hate New Hampshire, and I hate the Northeast, but you guys sound retarded, and you guys are, like, down there like, oh, my God, oh, it just done everything for me, oh, my God. And like, it's like, I like you, Rob. I love you, actually. I love you. I love Owen. I love Harrison. And he had to get, like, some Vagisil or something. Like, his vagina was hurting or something, right, today? So, Rob, you're cool. You're a cool guy. Let's all calm down. Let's just relax. But, like,
well, what do you want to talk about? I'm glad you're worried about how we talk, but what do you want to talk about?
Can we talk about, like, Hitler and the Jews?
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah. What's up with Hitler and the Jews?
Have you ever seen Europa, The Last Battle? I tried to talk to Harrison about it, and he got his panties all in a bunch.
I don't know if I've seen Europa and The Last Battle. I don't think I have. I don't watch much TV anymore.
Dude, it's not on TV. They won't even allow it anywhere. That's the whole point.
No, I'm sure I can find it. Europa and The Last Battle. Like, all right, and what is it supposed to tell me? That Hitler was a good guy?
Shoot there, big guy.
I mean, listen, Hitler, do you realize Hitler was funded by the British and all these other giant bankers? That's how he rose to power. He was an agent just like it. Now, I'm not saying he didn't do he did some pretty good things. He built the Autobahn. He got Germany back on track economically, but then he went crazy. Then he went crazy and decided that he was being attacked and he had to go attack people. And I don't know if he was told to do that or if he did it on his own, but you know, you weren't allowed to criticize the Nazi regime if you were living there, brother. So, you know,
can you let me talk for a minute?
Am I cutting you off? I'm sorry.
Yeah. You and Alex, you cut people off all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
Bro.
All right. You got 30 seconds. Go.
Okay. Guess what? Well, Europa, the Last Battle. Watch it, everybody that's listening right now. It is exactly the truth. These Jews, look up Jews, look up the Jews that are like on Fox News and all this stuff. That it's always a Jew. It's just like Alex. It's Jew. It's all Jews, dude. When you really look at it. Look at it and think about it, dude. Like, I've been drinking tonight, and I'm lit, bro.
And you're thinking about the Jews, like, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm all, dude. I think about them all the time. Look at them, bro. Dude, Gen Z, they're so fucking lit, bro. Dude, look at Gen Z. Look at Gen Z. They know, dude. They, like, Nick Fuentes. Look at these people.
Yeah.
Hayden McDougal or whatever the hell his name is or whatever. They know, dude. They're like, and they think that we're like pieces of crap. Like the millennials and Gen X and all of us. Like, and they're right.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Hey, I gave you time and I didn't interrupt you. I'm jumping to. I got two more callers I got to get to, and I want to play an Alex report. Appreciate your call. I'll check out your film. I don't know if it's yours, but let's go to Mr. Process. Go ahead, Mr. Process.
Hi, Rob Dew. I wanted to talk about some space stuff, if that's okay.
Kinda sure. Yeah, you have three-eye atlas. There's no pictures. I saw something that had lights on it, but I don't know. Honestly, I think it's much ado about nothing. I don't think it's going to be anything, just like every other thing that comes along that they try to get you to freak out about, and it's always nothing. But go ahead.
Yeah,
and I'm not mad at you for bringing it up, though, by the way. I'm all about talking about it, but go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I'm interested in, like, the Book of Enoch and stuff on space.
Yeah.
So big, you know, something could be out there. And, like, what puzzles me about this is that we have, like, the Hubble Space Telescope, and it took its last picture of the 3-eye atlas in, like, July 21st, and it was, like, potato quality, but yet we're able to see, like, other pictures from like faraway galaxies and nebulae and stuff, and they're like clear and high resolution. And then the most recent picture was on October 31st, but we weren't able to see it, hasn't been released because of the shutdown.
Right.
So I think that's just like kind of bizarre that we're not able, with all this technology and money we put into, you know, all this space.
Hey, you know, it's like this. We can't find the Jan 6 bomber who's on a phone, but we could find every J6er who walked through the velvet ropes. That's your government for you. Guys, we're going to play this last report, and I'm out of here. We'll see you on Monday. Harrison Smith should be back. Sorry, Daryl couldn't get to you. The chemtrails are lightning, but they probably are up in your area. But here we go. Here's Alex.
This is not a joke, we assure you. A bankruptcy judge forced Jones to sell InfoWars this year. It was done to help pay a more than $1 billion defamation judgment to the families of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims. Jones repeatedly called that shooting a hoax, and some of those families supported The Onion's winning bid.
The report you just saw aired on November 15th, 2024 on national NBC News. They said InfoWars was closed. They said we were sold to The Onion, who was backed by Michael Bloomberg and his gun confiscation group. But here we are almost a year later, and we're still on air. They want you to forget about what they did. But now the owner of The Onion, the former head censor at MSNBC, has gone on Wired Magazine's podcast and said, if I was God...
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
And he said that he wants to pretend he's us, misrepresent us, steal our identity to discredit us. But the website InfoWars.com is just a website. This building is just a building. But a year later, they have appointed a state receiver. They are coming in here and trying to shut us down. They can say as early as next week. This has been a long, drawn-out battle. But I just want you to remember what they've done and the scams they pulled. And no, we have major civil rights lawsuits that have already been filed and even bigger ones that are about to be filed for conspiracy against our rights. And there are ongoing, despite what you've heard in the media, who said they got shut down, DOJ investigations into what's happening. So this is a big deal. They can do this to me. They can do this to anybody. I never did any of the things they said I did. In fact, at the end, I'll show you what Grok and ChatGPT said about my case. They admitted that I was found guilty by judges, and they had a show trial. It's all lies, ladies and gentlemen. Everything about this has been a fraud. They're fake auctions, all of it. In May of last year, they sent in, a year and a half ago, armed guards without a court order and orders out of the building. I said, no, I'm calling the police. Give me a court order. This is what they've gone through, the lengths they've gone to. Try to get us off the air, but thanks to you, we're still here. But just remember what they've done, and that InfoWars belongs to you. It's an idea of the people questioning and challenging and speaking up. It's not a URL. It's not a building. But no, we've built the Alex Jones Backup Network. Follow me on X at AJN Live and on Rumble. And that regardless, we're going to continue on, but it is your financial support of thealexjonesshow.com that I don't own, so they can't get it, that is financing the new network for the crew. And we don't just intend to stay on air. We're going to go on air at least 19 hours a day live from 5 a.m. to midnight every night. We've got all the hosts lined up, everything. I won't be the owner. I'll just be the news director. I'll be a major host. They won't be able to shut us down. We're not just going to survive in the face of this tyranny. We're going to thrive. But the only missing element to all this tyranny, all this corruption, is you, word of mouth for the broadcast, sharing the articles and videos and live feeds, and buying the products at thealexjonesshow.com that are incredible. We have the best methylene blue. We have the best turmeric, the strongest. All of it is incredible because just like my information, the products are the best because I want them to work. I want you to be blown away by them, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I saw in comments today, the director of the company that owns Ozempic was with Trump talking about how they've cut the price of Ozempic and other drugs, and he collapses right there with Trump. And I said, man, how poetic is this? He admits he takes Ozempic. Look what happened to him. Gila monster venom, literally from the Gila monster. And I saw a bunch of comments saying, okay, you're criticizing him, but you sell snake oil. Do you know what turmeric does, regular raw 4%? Incredible anti-inflammatory in all the studies. We sell the strongest, 95% concentrated. Irish sea moss is incredible. 93 vitamins and minerals, a very special form of iodine. Ours is the most concentrated and strongest, the equivalent of 40 grams per serving. It's a huge bowl of it in one pill. We only sell stuff that really, really works. That's why Whole Foods is full of giant areas of supplements, because they work. Well, we've got the best of the best of that. So, no, Gila monster venom and all the studies paralyzing your guts, attacking your heart tissue is bad. That drug will get recalled. What we're promoting is the very best of the best of known supplements that do incredible things. And just as the corporate media says that concentrates of, say, red wine isn't good for your heart, everybody knows that. Or a concentrate of garlic that's equivalent of 20 garlic bulbs. Everybody knows garlic's great for your whole body. It takes hours to get into all the science. Now with science, we have concentrates of all this that do miraculous things, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just that simple. So don't believe the left telling you don't get our products. Regardless, you're funding people that tell the truth and stand up against tyranny and expose all this evil. So what do you have to lose? Go get our ultramethylene blue. Get our Shilajit. Get our Irish sea moss. Get it. Try it.
and see how amazing it is, and then know they lied to you. We have an 80%+ reorder rate on our methylene blue, 70%+ on the other supplements. Nobody's got that because they are the best of the best. And then you fund this operation in the face of their tyranny to keep us on the air. So the ball's in your court. I appreciate your support. Go now, thealexjonesreport.com, get these products. But regardless, this is a big deal with them saying we were shut down and now saying it again, doing it all unlawfully. We're still fighting to the end. We have a lot of options left, but we can't keep fighting with our legal bills and more unless you support us. So do it now at thealexjonesreport.com and make sure these people lose in the end. But regardless, we're going to keep fighting. Thank you so much. I humbly ask for your support, thealexjonesreport.com. But regardless, share the articles, share the videos, share this report, and pray for us because we're all in this together. Thank you so much.
The satirical news site The Onion says it has bought the conspiracy theorist outlet InfoWars run by Alex Jones. This is not a joke, we assure you. A bankruptcy judge forced Jones to sell InfoWars this year. It was done to help pay a more than $1 billion defamation judgment to the families of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims. Jones repeatedly called that shooting a hoax, and some of those families supported The Onion's winning bid. NBC News senior reporter Brandi Zadrozny joins us now on set. Brandi, this is a crazy story because it, to a lot of, or at least to me, it seemed like I didn't know the sale was happening. I knew there was still all this legal hubbub around Alex Jones. I knew about judgments, but I was like, I didn't know it was going to go up in this way. Also, The Onion stepping in to buy it. Why and what do they do with it?
Well, if you might know that The Onion's CEO is actually an old colleague of ours, disinformation reporter Ben Collins.
Wait, I did not know this. Okay.
Yes. So there's a very interesting reason probably why this was on his radar, right? Mm-hmm. So he knows all about it, is very familiar with the case. And so he, along with The Onion in total, has partnered with the Sandy Hook families in Connecticut to bring about this deal. Mm-hmm. He is going to change the site. The site is already down right now. There is no more InfoWars.com. It will be born again, and it will be a parody site. It will have well-known influencers, content creators, and that's what will be on the site. Every Town for Gun Violence will also have ads on the site, and it's really, we're not sure what to make of the new site, what will be, but he's got big plans.
Really interesting. For people who don't know, he was someone who reported a lot with you on disinformation, extremist behavior, brilliant reporter and wonderful person. But in terms of the reaction from Alex Jones and others, have we heard from them on this sale?
Oh, have we? Alex Jones has been, he was basically daring the people who are there to enforce this action to do it. Cut me off air, you know, drag me away, he was yelling from his Twitter account, which his ex account will remain for now at least. And so he has been saying that he will not go down without a fight. He is already challenging, and one of the other bidders is already challenging the ruling that gave the InfoWars to The Onion in court. So we'll see what really happens with that. But wild day.
A wild day. A lot to watch. Brandi Zadrozny, always a pleasure having you here. Thank you so much.
Overnight, the judge in charge of this put a hold on your purchase, raising questions about the process, raising questions about transparency in the bidding process.
Yeah, look, we won the bid. We own InfoWars, and we are very excited about
that. But is it true that you didn't have the highest bid?
We did have the highest bid when you take into account the family's concessions here. They made a concerted effort to make this the best and highest bid for everybody involved.
You are the reason InfoWars existed. You're the reason we've had so much success. You're the reason the globals hate our guts. I couldn't have done any of this without you. And now we're so close to being shut down. We fought so hard. We never gave up. We never backed down. But they have the state receiver appointed. He was here today. He can shut us down any time. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of November 6th, Thursday, November 6th, 2025. And you have until this Sunday, just 3 days, to take advantage of the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesReport.com, which I don't own, but finances the new network and keeps InfoWars on the air so the bad guys can't shut it down. You get great products, the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, collectible knives, and so much more, and you keep this operation on air one way or another. I am the InfoWar. My crew is the InfoWar. The caller, the guest, all of us are the InfoWar. They're not going to shut us down. We're not giving up. The fact that they've come after us so hard is a testament to how far
we've come against them, and they know they can't continue to operate. They're going to lose if they don't shut us down. So be the reason we stay on the air. Huge sale, 25% off store-wide on top of huge sales, 50% off with things like ultramethylene blue and more. It ends this Sunday. Take advantage of it right now at thealexjonesstore.com, and I salute all of you, and thank you for being at the heart of this fight. You are the spirit of 1776 worldwide. You are the resistance.
The truth is just a tap away. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Alex Jones app, available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Stream the latest shows, stay up to date with breaking news, and support free speech with every click. Grab your t-shirts, hats, supplements, and more, all inside the app. Don't wait. Download the Alex Jones app today and join the fight for freedom.